Blog Talk Radio.
Mike Q.
exposed.
Oh.
Cube.
Come on, baby, mama's leave.
running your nuts. What? Yo, dude, what the fuck if you trust? You won't run when I hit you, put you under the pump. You won't run with your nigga, now you're close enough to shoot once it's broke, put you both in the slump, huh? Go ahead, nigga, pop off. You can get your fam and your mans in the shot off. I'ma get the amps and your am, blow your top off. Shit funny to the gun in your face. You better run with the nigga, better open the safe. You better come to the money, better show us the weight. I'm gonna come with gorillas, so I run with the ace and put shots in your butt like you wanted a cake, huh?
Da 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 queen bee.
What?
Mike Cube.
Here we go.
Oh.
I want to see. I want to see. I want to see. Clap, Christians, clap. Clap, Christians, clap. Clap, Christians, clap. Clap, Christians, clap. If you wanna be saved, if you wanna live holy, I wanna see you want the category of saved and holy. C-H-R-I-S-T. C-H-R-I-S-T. Shekinah, Mount Carmel. Shekinah, Mount Carmel. I wanna see you walk like this. I wanna see you praise like this. Lift your hands up in the sky. I wanna see you up like what? Give him some praise for all your days. I just wanna be saved. I just wanna live holy. I just wanna be a Christian. The reason my sins were forgiven, it was the blood, it was the blood, so wow, it was the blood, it was the blood, oh, it was the blood that saved my life from sin, made me clean within, I wanna see you walk on water, I wanna see you walk like Peter, walk by faith and not by sight, and now I have eternal life, Miss Honey, Chipotle, Chipotle. Don't you see me eating my Chipotle? I know you hear me eating my Chipotle. When you take my order, listen, don't forget my rice and chicken. Chipotle. But wait, I need to pray over my food. I need to pray over my food. I need to pray over my food. Sanctify. Eternal life. C-H-R. Who wants to watch the category? Assault and say, assault and say, dramatic, hard and holy. Boom, what's the sound on the devil's face? Give me my face. Boom, what's the sound on the devil's face? Give me my, give me my, give me my face. I don't like that demon. I don't see you. I don't like that demon. I don't see you. One, one. Satan, one. God, two. God, three. God, four. Satan, so who's giving Satan 10? Who's living for him? I want to see you live for Christ. Live holy in your life. I want to see you live for Christ. Clap, Christians, clap. Clap, Christians, clap. Christians, clap! Give him the praise! Give him the praise! Shekinah! Mount Carmel!
Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, February 23rd, 2013. Grand prize number one, open to all team states, the Dream Team, for $2,000. Grand prize number two, open to all performance, for $1,000. Legends versus $1,000 club winners. Versus of the year versus challengers. Mini grands include Drag's Realness for $500, Butch Queen's Pool Boy Realness for $500, Butch Queen European Runway for $500, and Female Figure Runway for $250. Again, that's Saturday, February 23rd. The 5th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Location, Victory Lane Entertainment Venue, 2330 Tiptonwood Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina. Doors open at 9 p.m. Awards presentation begins at 10. Ball begins at 11 p.m. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $200. Seats, 10 with refreshments. Your commentator for the evening, the icon Jack Mizrahi, and your DJ, legendary Von Allure. There will be free and confidential HIV testing that will be offered by the Powerhouse Project. And don't forget the official Carolina Awards Ball Aftermath, that Sunday, February 24th.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the State of Emergency Show. How's everyone doing? Chat room, can you guys hear me? Want to just make sure everyone can hear me. Hello, yes, thank you. How's everyone doing? Tonight, we are changing up the volume and changing up the show, and we are going on recess. Welcome to Recess, where tonight I am opening the doors, opening the phone lines, and giving you guys an opportunity to get on this radio show and read for blood. It pretty much works like this. There will be a panel of judges that will sit back and listen to the read. You guys will have about 2 minutes to read each other, and then the judges will decide on who gave the best read. This is an opportunity for you guys to vent. All year long, we've been talking about different issues and everything within the ballroom during the State of Emergency Show. And since this will be the last State of Emergency Show for 2012, because I'm going to go on a winter reset, a winter break, I'm going to just end it out with us just letting our hair down and having fun. Going back to the originality of things, shade, reading, and all for fun. So that's what I want tonight to be about. I'm going to bring on the panelists and give them the opportunity to speak. And if there's any people out there that they may want to read, this is their opportunity to call them out and get them on the line. We're not going to play a whole bunch of private callers and all the rest of that stuff. If you guys want to come on the line and you're blocking your number or so, hit me up and let me know. This way I can bring you on and have you on standby. But pretty much it's going to be very, very simple. So, without further ado, I'm sorry, I'm reading something. Who is that? Okay, I got you. Okay, let me bring on the panelists. And I'm missing some others. I'm looking for J-Rock. I'm looking for Tiffany. So you guys get on the line. But still got a suit. Okay. All right. Let me bring on the panelists. Jason, you're on the air.
I am here.
My Facebook is going crazy.
Yours, mine is too.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm sorry. Let me bring on my girls. Let me give you guys an intro.
A kiki is a party for calming all your nerves. We're spilling tea and dishing just desserts one may deserve. And though the sun is rising, you may choose to leave. So shade that lid and we'll all bid cheer to your ennui.
Let's have a kiki.
I want to have a kiki.
Lock the door tight.
Let's have a kiki.
Motherfucker.
I'm going to let you have it.
Let's have a kiki.
I want to have a kiki.
Die, turn, work.
Let's have a kiki.
We're going to serve.
And work. And turn.
And hunt, honey.
All right, Jason. Naima, you're on the air.
Hello, everyone. Hey, Jasmine. Hey.
Enrique, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. How's everyone?
I'm a woman.
Uh-oh.
Work. For years. For years.
Vonda, okay. You're on the air.
The queen is now here.
Hey,
Vonda.
Hey, Vonda.
Hey.
Hey, you.
Michi, you're on the air.
What's up, motherfuckers? What's up?
Hey.
Thank you.
Hi, Vonda.
Hey.
Enrique, are you going to talk tonight? Are you going to be political or are you going to talk tonight?
I'm not.
Maybe y'all gave me the view last night, honey. It was no tea at London's party. No tea.
let me get everybody on before we start talking among ourselves. Vonda, who is 216862? There's another number. Is that?
That would be TJ.
That
would be TJ's house phone.
TJ, you're on the air.
What's going on, y'all?
Hi,
hey, TJ, you have so much to say. Come on, let's go.
Who got so much to say?
Hold on, let me put everybody on. Special guest from our chat room, Fem Queen. This is Chiz, you're on the air.
Ooh, what,
Fem Queen?
Yeah.
What, Fem Queen?
It's going to be a hoo-hoo.
You know, my mouth don't play.
Oh. How are you?
I'm doing all right, Jasmine. Hello, everyone. Hey, Vonda. Hey,
Vonda. This voice don't match what I saw on that video cam.
Hey, what's up, Fontaine?
Hi, 15.
And we also have one more.
And where
yeah.
is Mother, we need you.
Oh, yeah.
Last season was all about.
Come on, Miss.
You're not getting the whole intro, girl. You're on the air.
So, the real queen is here. In what, Vonda?
Ain't nobody with Miss Congeniality tonight.
All right. Well, everyone, I want to say thank you for tuning in. And before we go any further, does anyone know where Mark is, where Tiffany is, where J-Rock is?
I called Mark and woke him up. Let me see. Well, I can't click over. It should be a 201-30360 in the queue or 201-275.
They need to press 1. Femme Queen, I didn't set you up, girl. You're just a judge. You could be like one of the nice judges. You know, just keeping it cute. You know, get fake and phony cheese the way the judges do now on the panel.
I want Vonda to hit that line for me, honey, when the girls want to come on in feeling.
I haven't made up my mind. Am I battling or am I a judge?
You guys are more than welcome to call out whoever you want, and we can wait for them to call in. But
Well, until then, I'm a judge.
Who I want is already on the air.
Wait.
What did you say, Mother?
Who I want is already on the air.
Who? Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Who you want, London?
It pretty much works like this for the callers. If you guys have an issue with anyone, call in and press 1 and be ready to attack. If you get called out, hit me up or call in and be ready to be on standby. It's that simple. We are going to start with the panelists. And you guys can start calling out people now or however you guys want to do it, and we'll just take it from there. But London, since you started it, the floor is yours. Who do you want?
I want the Martian Manhunter. TJ.
And who are...
Who? What's up?
You know, TJ, why would you try to call in and read my children when I went to sleep?
That was not me. Everyone think that thing was me. That was not me.
Okay. I'll just save it. I don't want to say no more.
That simple? You get out of it that quickly by saying it wasn't me?
Everybody really think that was me. I got to listen to the archives and hear what this lady said.
Hey, Novocaine.
All right. Well,
no, but really, I want to see how the night goes, and then, you know, let's just go along with the show.
Okay. Jason, anybody you want to read?
No, they haven't come out to play yet, and I don't think
well,
that
call
they...
them. Call them out again. Mm-hmm. Come on, now I mean everybody pussy sitting around here. Call them out.
I don't want to be first, Jasmine.
Oh, you called in first, sweetie.
No. But see, I read them all the time, so it's really no fun.
Naima, do you think we need to put Jason on standby?
She has no vote.
You said I don't have no vote?
That's, yes, I'm calling out Naima.
Here we go. Naima, you ready for Jason?
Yeah, go ahead. What I do?
Not
what I do.
I love you like a sister, and sometimes like the wife I never wanted.
Hello?
But you tries it sometimes to explain the sense of being,
hello?
I don't
hello?
Know. Who says
saying
hello?
Hello?
Oh, no, I thought, oh, no, no. My phone was acting up. I didn't know if I was unmuted or something.
Oh, oh no, you're there. That's 15.
But you grind my gears, Miss Naima, when you play the fence and you try to be like, well, I don't think that they mean it that way, or I didn't think they were doing it that way. That really bothers me about you, honey.
Well, give me an example.
I gave you, for example, yesterday with the whole Grover, Gonzo, Kermit the Frog situation with that queen. You were really starting to get under my skin.
Because I felt as though he should have defended himself?
No, it was because it wasn't that he should have defended himself. Because I look at you like I, as a sister or a family member, you need to stand on the side of your family at all times. So for you to sit there and say, well, I don't think that y'all should have been saying that, or he did this, or he that, whatever, because I need to listen to the archives to really hear what you said. But it was just really getting on my nerves yesterday.
Well, I mean, you know, even family can disagree. You know, even family, you know, because that's what family does. But, you know, I was just simply just stating my opinion. Like, I just think it's just pointless just to keep reading this child, how everybody went in reading this child like that. That's all I was saying. I mean, like, you know. And then I had said that, you know, you only were basing your opinion off of one clip that you had seen, and then, you know, then you say he had tagged you in something and read you or whatever like that, you know, basically anybody who came on the post to say anything.
Wait, y'all supposed to be reading it.
Y'all
something you have to put right off of those.
Oh, shit.
Okay, Jason and Naima. Naima, anybody else, anybody you want to read?
No. I have my reads for the day.
Hey, TJ, anybody you want to read?
Not at the tip of my hair right now.
I think it will amp us up if you get callers that, you know, call in and
okay,
just
here we go. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
And this the way y'all think is me?
No, honey, we know what that is.
I would think that was you. You ain't nobody.
Is this mother fella?
Okay. Oh, that's great. No, I think I called names her Grandma Dynamite lady. That's the one that was giving it to Tiffany.
You stop me. My name is Bernadette
Plantation. Okay. It sounds like she's on a phone inside of a plantation.
Yes.
Okay, caller, I'm sorry, but...
How you going to read if your phone ain't right?
Okay. Yeah, your phone ain't right. I'm sorry, not tonight.
I got a message
right.
For Jason.
Well, I'm waiting for Jay Blonick to call in. So.
Ooh, yes.
Until
what's the message for me?
You know.
Who has a message for me?
the message that I got, Jason, was they, wait a minute, hold on, let me go back to it. They said, who the fuck are you to be reading anybody?
Well, Naima, since
Jason,
this is
Jason, tell that person, whoever sent the messages.
That's what I was getting ready to tell Naima to tell them.
Yeah, just call in. Don't send your messages over. Call in.
Oh, okay.
That simple. 312-857, you're on the air.
Yes, Jason, your mug is giving very Tom Joyner tease. And, I think instead of being a bottom, you should consider being a truck driver.
And who are you?
You guys got 2 minutes. Go at it.
Are they going to do one by one, Jasmine?
It and said, I'm giving Tom Joyner tease and I should be a truck driver, but then hung up. When you call in to read, you need to address who you are.
Here we go. We'll just do 757-292. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, caller.
Hey, is Naima from Virginia?
Are you asking me that?
Do you want Naima?
Yes.
You want the floor? Are you with Naima?
Yes.
Okay, Naima, she's yours.
No, I'm not
are
from
you
Virginia.
From,
huh?
You're not?
No.
Oh, okay, well then, that's it.
Okay.
Oh my God.
That was cool.
Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I got a question for the guy named Jason.
God. What? Is he whispering?
No, I'm not whispering. I said I got a question for the guy named Jason.
Okay.
All right, Jason.
Mm-hmm. Okay, first of all, why are you calling from a block number?
Why you
know they're going to call from a block number. Come on, that's a big given.
Why you got your pictures open?
Why are my pictures open? Because I'm not ashamed of what I look like.
About
my aunt's
you look like an uncircumcised dick.
And you should suck my uncircumcised dick and let me bust my babies all in the mouth.
Wait a minute.
Well, Lord.
I just threw
Jesus
up in my mouth.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Was that all? That was the best you had, baby? You can't read me on my looks because I'm comfortable in my skin. When you can call from an unblocked number and put up a picture so that I know what you look like, then we can talk. If you're going to come for look reads, baby, have something that I can look at because we can't do look reads when I can't see what you look like.
You look like Casper, the friendly fan.
I know. I'm light skin. That's what happens when both my parents are high yellow. I came out the color that I am. Again, I'm happy in my skin. I can't say what
I'm
look
talking
like,
about your
but
features.
I can imagine
I
what
like
you look like. Sounding
like
that,
about you,
you sound like
yes,
you're big, you're fat, you're black, and you're
big,
ugly.
But
you're calling
ugly
from the backwoods of Mississippi.
I'm big, but
you sipping on moonshine. Your grandmother
ugly,
and your grandfather,
you
actually sister and brother. No, I'm not mad. I'm not mad at all. I'm not mad at all. I'm not mad, girl.
Yeah, man.
I would be mad if I looked like you and I had to hide behind
you. You should be mad with you on the phone.
I shouldn't be mad at anything. Come, girl, come on. We got two
you
minutes.
Look like
you ain't said nothing
on
yet. We got.
Honest,
how many minutes
you look
are we
like
going
you
to?
Pampers.
I'm what? You said you need a pamper.
You look like you wear pampers.
I look like I wear pampers. Well, why don't you come change mine and put some bottle on my ass, baby? What do you look like?
You just gonna take them featherweight glasses off.
Featherweight? No, they not featherweight, bro. Again, what do you look like? Put up your picture. Let's put
it's
my picture and your picture up. Is that Camaro? Gonzo,
yeah,
is that you? Grover. Is that
hold
you,
on,
Grover?
You want to see the Camaro? Hold on. Yo, name
right. Hello.
Yeah. You got that.
Come on. Jay is pissing on me. Hold on.
Oh, shit. Jasmine, 2 minutes is up. Next.
3.
I can't believe everybody's attacking you, Jason.
I live for it. This is what I wanted. This is what I wanted. And I'm
fine.
Well,
I want to ask Enrique something.
Go ahead, Trent. Go ahead.
Well, why did the chicken cross the road?
why did the chicken cross the road?
To get away from the other side. I don't know, Jack. It was a key to it I had seen earlier.
That was a read.
Not too much.
That was a read.
323-989, you're on the air. 323-989.
Okay. 312-857, you're on the air. Hey, can I speak to Smuggly
Wuggly? Oh.
Is she here? Marco. Wait. Who's the guy who does the show on Monday? I think his name is Kelly.
Oh shit!
Hey, where is he?
Kelly, you're on the air.
Bitch, your mother is a motherfucking man, you nasty motherfucking faggot.
Don't you try it, bitch.
I just called in now, bitch, and you motherfucking queens want to try it, you nasty cum guzzling faggot, bitch. Don't come for me.
How's that bear treating you?
Okay. Treating me just as good as your mother's been treating me.
Hey, can you come hold me so I can have a warm winter?
Tell your mother to come hold these nuts.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Y'all can tell me back to home. I'm listening.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Carla. Thank you, Kelly. To Mark, you're on the air.
Ugly, wuggly.
I'm dead. Hello, everybody.
Hey, what's up, Ron?
Ugly, wuggly.
Did you just call me Snuggly Wuggly, bitch? Oh, I can't. How y'all all doing?
Good.
Fine. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Hi, Jasmine, how you doing? I'm fine. Up and at 'em. Well, I wasn't at first. I was, and then I dozed off, and then I'm up again.
excuse me, I have something to say real quick.
It's not going to cure.
Somebody has something to say. Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. I just want to say, London, I love you, too.
Oh, I love you, too, 15.
I love you more.
Profile pic.
I love you more. I love your sideburns.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, here we go. Long
trip.
Do you
want to
go
pieces?
For a ride, camel toe?
I couldn't hear you. What did you say?
Do you want to go for a ride, Longfoot?
Are you still pulling stunts for UPS, knocking on people's doors?
No, sweetie. I never knocked on people's doors for UPS. Are you still Jehovah's Witness?
Sure? Are you sure?
Sweetie, I don't get up in drags for fun like you.
Oh. I do? When? When was that?
And then hide behind screen names. I have a real life.
Oh, you do have a real life? What is that?
Yeah.
What
being
is that?
London.
You work at be in London?
And what are you, a femme queen with 15 inches?
Yes.
Are
and what are
me?
You? And what are you?
Is that what you call yourself, sweetie?
And what are you? A butch queen with weave and, you know, and a small penis with 4 inches, you know.
Hey, wait, do you have profiles that are named Fin Queen 15 inches?
Do you have weave and beads attached to your braids?
And can you hold that pose so we can go to the next caller? Thank you.
No, I don't feel like holding my pose.
Somebody is breathing into the phone really
heavily. Yes, they are breathing like they about to die.
And that's not me, because I know everybody thought it was me.
Well, my breathing is done for me.
It ain't me.
It ain't me.
Not me. I'm on mute.
No, it's not me. I'm putting my I'm cleaning up, and then right now I'm putting my food away in the storage bags, but it's not me though.
Oh, that's probably London.
Wait, you store sardines, Neymar?
Ooh.
No, I don't store sardines. I'm putting away some of my groceries when I went to the market the other day into the Glad Lots of the bags.
J-Rock.
267-324, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, everyone? I just wanted to call in and say I didn't realize this was going to be the last show of the year for the emergency show, so thank you for a very entertaining year, Jasmine. Also, I really want to say I appreciated some of the new talent that has been on panel, like Enrique, Naima. And being that we're talking about reading, on Tuesday night, the London Tea Show, for some reason, has turned into this boring show called The Jason Show. And I would really appreciate it that came back and took the show and turned it. Because when the Jason Show comes on, I go to sleep. And I thank you.
You should go to sleep now, then, and that will wake up.
I am a girlfriend. Got to be. Because as dry as Enrique be on this radio show, and as long with as I am, you should have been with the sleep between them two alone. No shame.
Oh, shit.
You're talking about somebody who hardly bees on the show, and you talk about somebody being long-winded? Not too much, Bishop. Because you just got back on here tonight.
Tuesday night because you read. I get to
know
read. I read.
The read is we could have did without your read.
Well, Bishop, the floor is yours.
Let me tell you this, sister. I love you down, no shade. You over there keeping meat out for 2 or 3 days and just not putting it in the freezer.
No, I didn't keep it out.
I think you want to try to come with me. Come on.
Gotta be. It depends your bedtime. Don't you supposed to be laying hands on somebody somewhere?
No, I don't lay hands, baby. I sing a microphone to collect a check.
Damn,
the same microphone that you play and stick in with the 5 foot long special.
What? Okay. Well, since
hey, can I give a shout out to Can I give a shout out to Alexis? She donated a whole turkey neck bone to the children's hospital.
You gonna get that lady to call in here?
All right. Since nobody's pressing one because they seem like they just are waiting for everyone else to do it, but yet there's a whole bunch of people listening. How about you guys call people out and get them to call in? So I'm going to start again with you, London. Who do you want to call in that you want a piece of in this ballroom?
Haru, Dudu Stain, Balenciaga.
Not Dudu Stain.
Oh, shit.
And give us maybe a 30-second, taste of what you want to give Haru.
You know, I just want to let Haru know that she's a girl and she should embrace it and become a girl like she wants to be.
Okay. Jason, call someone out and get them on this phone. Who do you want?
I called them out yesterday and they didn't show up then, so there's no point in calling them out today.
Anyone else?
No. Not right now, no. Not that I can think of. Let me think about it.
So, the bottom line is you want Camaro. Why do you want Camaro? 30 seconds.
Jasmine, I did all of that yesterday.
That was, okay, Jason, that was the tea party. This is the state of emergency show.
And so then it's a continuation from yesterday then.
Well, but you can
should it be a continuation from last week when Marcus came for you?
Uh-oh. I didn't think about that.
She'll give you a nice reading because me and her was reading earlier.
Oh my God,
were y'all reading?
What were y'all reading about?
Just, a disagreement, honey. Me and her hands.
Do you want her to come out tonight?
No, I think we read each other enough in the underground.
Anybody else?
Did I want to read?
Why did y'all read in the underground?
You said what?
What was y'all reading about the underground?
Because I just made a comment about something, and then Marcus wanted to come in and he came to me like he normally does, And then
what
I went back and I threatened
spark
him
up?
And I
what
told him I was going to slap him.
Huh? What was your post that sparked him up?
I can't hear you. What'd you say?
What did you post that made him go off?
No, I was talking actually to Alexis, and I was asking her about something, and then Marcus came in on something I had asked Alexis about, and then, you know, he proceeded to disrespect me. So then I read him, and then I said, and I threatened him. I said I was going to slap the shit out of him. And so then we went back and forth, you know, reading for, you know, for at least 2 hours.
2 hours?
About 2 hours.
Damn.
On and off. And at the end of the day, I was told this evening just to pay her because she's of no relevance, and she feels like she's relevant in that room. So just pay her. And I said, okay.
Well, to my understanding, I got a message that says that a lot of people feel they're relevant to that room, but in all actuality, they're only relevant in that room.
Deborah, who you want to read? Well, they gave
her the key to the room.
They gave who the key?
Marcus.
They gave her the key to the room?
The underground started with me, Dexter, and Alexis last summer in Atlanta. And it started with something else, and then we trickled it down and went to this and went to that. That's where it came from. Then Miss Marcus gets the keys, and she wants to make a choice. So that's her ballroom.
You mean choice, or she's selective about who she lets in? It's only
so
her girlfriend.
Did she pay for the keys to that room?
No, she didn't pay for no keys. No,
she paid for everything else.
The keys were given to her by Alexis.
Again, so she paid for the keys to the room.
704-907, you're on.
Take her, Marcus.
You called for me, and I came.
Take her, Marcus. I knew it.
You said, first off, welcome to the newest member of the Underground, Vanna. Congratulations.
I love that bitch. Nobody wants to hear about the Underground.
Welcome to the Underground.
Thanks. Right, like, yeah. Underground, like, just fuck them all.
Come on here, congratulate her for getting in that goddamn room.
TJ, from a vote of 13 to 2, you were denied. You know, you could try again in 3 months if you like. You know, the girls just didn't vote you in. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Who
are the
voting
you?
You
can be revoked
back
for 3 months. You have to wait 3 months. So when you're revoked, you have to wait 3 months before you can try again?
Yeah.
That must be a new rule because that wasn't the rule in there.
But no, who said
so, Naima, you saying that's not the rule?
No, that's not the rule in there that you had to apply back in 3 months.
So
Marcus got the keys and makes the laws. What, Marcus?
No, it's three administrators.
What, Governor?
So, hold on. It's three people in the room that actually, and we all try to talk about it, you know, so that's how that goes.
Let me explain y'all motherfuckers what got
yes,
here.
Yes, come through, sir.
Y'all bitches ain't
come through the
motherfucker underground on this motherfucking show, because if y'all bitches was sitting in there, y'all wouldn't want to talk about it. So don't come in here and try to make it seem like we are irrelevant when half of you bitches want to be, half of you want to sit with us. Now, if you got a problem,
I'm not going to be on Facebook.
Boo-boo, Candy, hold. Did nobody say that the people in the room was irrelevant? A message came through Jasmine's screen, if you were paying that much close of attention, sister, that it said that Marcus was irrelevant to the room. Marcus is in charge of the girls. She said that already.
And I then said
that the underground really came and kicked off for me, Alexis.
It was.
And
it was an
entity-only
group. It was. And y'all were
right. We're not going to tell us to show you how relevant a girl is. The girls are, because we will not turn this whole show into an underground show.
Like Monday.
I'll talk to you on the side. And I thank y'all.
Now.
Girl.
Now, Emma, you sound like you still got something on your mind that you need to get off.
No. done. I'm
yes,
done
Naima,
with it.
Let it out.
I was done with it. You know, when it was told to me that she, you know, that to pay, you know, Marcus on my child, you know, just let him read, let him just go ahead, child, because, you know, he wants to feel relevant. So just pay it. So I'm paying
it. I want to feel relevant, but I have the keys to the room. Lord, okay.
It don't matter. It don't matter. I'm done. So we're not going to start this up. We're not going to start this up again.
Y'all created the room. Me and Alexis created a phenomenal. So people want to be in the
room. I don't give a shit.
It was phenomenal before you even came up in there, no shade. Don't give it that, this thing. Don't give it that.
Michi, you still want to be in the room.
No, I know something that is phenomenal.
You never got no keys.
You removed me from the group.
If you never got any keys in there, Marcus, you wouldn't be popping as much shit as you're popping now.
Hello.
So do people? So do y'all feel so? So let me ask this
me.
Question.
So
let me ask this
anyway.
Question. Do y'all feel that because Marcus is not the father of a house, he's the father of that group, so that's why he runs it the way he does?
No,
he's the father of the group.
He ain't no father of that group.
Well, that's
father of the group.
The
father
clearly
of the group.
He is. He picks and chooses who comes and goes.
I do not pick. Every member has a vote.
Well,
she's trying to make up rules for her to be convenient.
Dexter, you're on the air.
What happened?
Dexter, you're on the air.
Hey,
Dexter.
Dexter.
Oh, my gosh, did someone mess with Naima again?
Marcus did. Get him, Dexter. Get him, Dexter.
Kelly, do you want a part of this?
Baby, why y'all girls mad? Because y'all can't stick with us? Everybody can't stick with us.
That's what says.
It's the difference between being mad.
You ain't supposed to be in there. You and Ms. Rahi.
It's a difference
no,
between
being mad. You're just mad because you're not in there. It's
ooh.
No shade to say, girl, honey, I did not get in the room until I became overall mother couture, and then I was added to the room, to say, and I was there for the 8 months, and I guess she don't end. But baby, when I was in Ms. Rahi,
she was
making
a profile
trying
to get in
the train to get in the room before I was a couture, they would not let me in. Ms. Rahi is not allowed to sit with them. They don't see y'all.
Ooh.
Wow.
Well, honey, you supposed to direct them, too. You the directing mother.
Baby, TJ, you've been trying for months to get in there, TJ. They're not letting you in, TJ, okay?
I don't need to be in the room. Marcus sends me to tea personally.
That's a lie. London don't lie.
That's
the fact.
Hello?
516-967, you're on the air.
All of y'all should be kicked out the room for discussing underground shit on the radio show.
I'm not in the room. Remember, Father, you had that girl kick me out.
Who kicked you out?
Hey, I really don't care. We have our own other little
group.
Michi,
I did
party.
Not put you out in the group.
It don't matter.
Why does it seem like at the end of everything, Marcus's name is always attached to it?
Okay, but let's get back to the state of emergency show.
Please,
this is not the underground show for the seventh time this year.
It's the underground. Well, you know what? Since we're not going to be on the show, today's Thursday, and we're not going to be on the air on Friday, I want to be the first one live on air to wish my sister Jasmine a happy 46th birthday.
Happy birthday.
Where's
your birthday, Jasmine?
How many years, Kelly?
Yes, so everybody wish Jasmine a happy birthday because her birthday's on Friday and we're not going to be.
Happy birthday, Jasmine! Thank you.
Oh, that was ratchet.
Thank you very much.
Why you call it ratchet? Y'all think I'm ghetto? It's my cousin. It's her birthday.
It ain't shit ghetto about me. Tell you what I do.
Yeah, for being loud and ratchet.
Watch your mouth.
Oh, shit. She said, watch your mouth.
Sure. She's still back there.
Watch your mouth.
Mine is on the 16th, guys. So we're Sagittarius. We're great people. That's what's up.
Well, work. Happy birthday, Jasmine.
Thank you.
Happy birthday,
everyone. Yeah. Okay.
Are you doing anything for your birthday, Jasmine?
It's Friday. Let's go back to the reading
session.
All right. Kelly, Alexis, Marcus, thank you all. I'm putting you back on hold. 757-292, you're on the air.
Kelly.
What do you want?
Kelly.
Uh-uh.
Kelly, you're back on the air.
That's love.
But I bet the crab doctor knows her name. Where's those crabs?
No. Are you trying to say Kelly got crabs?
Ooh,
bitch, I
Yo,
never.
Don't know her name.
That was so nice. That's so bad.
Never in my whole wild life.
How come J-Rock
ever.
Is in the chat room, but he's not on the phone?
I think she's serving you guys. Yeah,
no, honey.
So wait a minute, if you're on restriction, you can't chat in the chat room?
Let me clarify.
I guess not.
Really
I used quickly. To be able to. You just can't post nothing.
I know. I try to type and it won't let me type.
Oh, well, you should have made up that for by now, Enrique. You should have made up another page.
Maybe I wasn't added to the room. I added to the room.
I added you to the room.
Hello.
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 Yes, ma'am.
Who do you want to call her?
Where's Miss Kelly, honey?
I'm right here. You want it?
Miss Kelly can pour. Ha ha.
You want me, love? I'm right here. What's tea?
Okay, I'm giving you two minutes.
I just
want to
know where those crabs, honey.
Those crabs is in your panties.
No, ma'am, honey. Maybe it's in that blonde hair you have in.
Oh, I don't have any blonde hair. I have 34 inches of black hair right now, and I don't have blonde hair.
The lies and the fairy tales, honey.
Honey, so get it together, honey. Maybe you need to go see that doctor.
Get it right.
Maybe you need to go see that doctor so you can get rid of those crabs for you, love.
Girl, I don't have any, honey.
Honey, call the CDC. They can give you some cream for that.
Okay. That's cute. But is it cute for you?
It's always cute for me, bitch. Can't you tell?
Oh, child, you talking about somebody looking late, honey, with that fro you had on at the cookout, honey.
Say, you girls, why y'all want to read with me, Miss Thing? Why? I had a nice day at the spa, honey. I just got back in from doing karaoke, and y'all want to read with me. Why?
Girl, what the spa do for you, honey? It didn't break you down, did it?
It ain't help you none either, bitch.
Because I'm already fancy, honey.
Baby, y'all think my mouth is nasty, honey? I'll let my cousin read y'all.
Okay, Miss Rakishi, honey.
Really? Is that what you want to say, Rakishi?
If you're going to come better than that, bitch.
I want to know how to fuck.
Fuck what? How to fuck what? Get it right.
You said you got what the fuck you said you have in your head, ma'am?
I have Brazilian in, baby.
Is it sewed in or glued in, honey?
How does it matter? I don't glue in $800 worth of hair, baby, okay?
Okay, but the last time I checked you had a little fro, honey, so they must have cornrowed the hell out of your head, okay?
Baby, don't worry about my hair, baby. My stylist is very professional. Okay.
Okay.
Honey. Why do you girls want to read with me, honey? Like, why?
Because right. You got bitch I just don't see, honey.
All right. So let's take a vote. Jason, give me one. Jason? Jason?
I'm sorry, I fell asleep.
Naima, give me one.
I give it to Kelly and her cousin over there, honey.
London, give me one.
I give it to Miss Thing. Kelly need it back up.
TJ, give me one.
I give it to Kelly's cousin.
Oh, Vonna, give me one.
And what?
All right.
Vonna fell asleep too.
Vonna didn't fall asleep. Vonna didn't understand what was going on. It was so much chaos going on. I was keying. It was. I give it to Kelly. I mean, I'm not paying attention to the floor. I'm not paying attention to the floor, so I just give it to Kelly.
Misha, give me one. Enrique, give me one. Enrique and Michi.
Did they upstairs?
I'm on the phone. I'm on the phone. I'm going to say I'm going to give it to Kelly.
Okay. Mark, give me one.
Kelly.
Sam Queen, give me one. 15, give me one.
Flip a penny.
Oh.
Hey, Kelly, you won.
What a hurt, man.
This is
London. London.
Yeah.
London. Are you there, London?
I'm right here.
My cousin wanna talk to you.
Ooh.
Hello, Kai.
No, it's not Kai.
Who is it?
My other cousin, not Kai. My other cousin, my cunt cousin.
Ooh.
Hello, Tuna.
Big cold blank. Because there's no chicken in this seat here.
Oh, what?
Oh, no. Wait, so she wants me to want me?
She said there's no chicken in this seat here.
What is going on with my computer?
Uno,
oh, my God.
Sweetie, I fight the cunt, sweetie.
And I fight the man.
Hello, Miss Martin.
Oh.
It's okay, honey. You don't know me at all.
Sweetie, what do you walk? Do you walk balls?
I don't
walk
balls.
Just stuck balls.
What I do is I go to work and I take care of my family and I watch out for my family. And like I said before, if you're going to come, come correct.
So I'm guessing you have about eight kids.
Right.
So I'm guessing you have about eight kids.
No, bitch. One.
Oh, my gosh. Ooh. I'm so proud of you. Congratulations. You made it.
Wait, did Linda say she got eight kids?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
If I was you in a dog room, I would fuck you up.
Oh, wow.
Why is they laughing like that?
That's
no,
like
listen, fucking shit over phones and chat rooms and shit, I don't do. I'm straight up with the motherfucking hand.
I don't lift weights like your cousin Kelly,
I
may not.
Neither does my cousin.
I can't with that noise.
What is that noise?
That's Kelly laughing.
That's Kelly's laugh?
Yeah.
You don't know me, honey. Oh, my Lord. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to mute Kelly for a sec.
Straight up woman over here. Something you desire to be.
Oh, sure. Ooh, child, that was 2 minutes, child. Give me my vote. Give me one.
Oh, my God. Marcus is a fool.
One London.
Marcus is a fucking fool.
Kelly.
Yes.
Bitch, you are sitting in that picture.
Thank you. That's walk face cut at the spa, honey. That Ashley Spin model at the spa.
I love that picture. Oh my God. Okay,
Thank you.
You got a big background, so I'm muting you. 832-623, you're on the air.
Now, how the fuck y'all gonna come on this motherfucking radio show and read J-Rock, but then you can't call in tonight, you scary bitches? Then you want to call in last week, but nobody wants to call in on the phone and read J-Rock. I sat back and listened. Nobody called for me, so I'm here, and I'm calling for you unknown bitches. And let's start with 48219 in the chat room. Bitch, you could never see me because you can't even stand next to me. You can't even get on my motherfucking level because your level is so motherfucking low. I'm not mad. I'm reading you. Who are you? Show your motherfucking face. Sorry. Let's go. I'm here. Let's go. Call in. Do I need to give you the number? It is 347-215-6820 to any bitch that wants to motherfucking call in and try it tonight. I don't have to calm down because that's me normally, baby. When I talk forceful. That's why I'm in charge of the motherfucking niggas and the girls. Bitch, look at my resume. I got mine. Look at my motherfucking pride and my medals on my motherfucking chest. I run this shit and you don't run a motherfucking thing. Let's go. Call in, bitches. I'm ready. I'm here. Hello, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lord.
Well, we might have one for you. Private caller, you're on the air.
And J-Rock walks in with a stern walk.
And you just walked in with a lame joke. Ha, ha, ha. Get off the phone. Next.
Private caller, you're on the air.
I'm looking for ladies, J-Rock.
How you doing tonight, J-Rock? Hello. 2 minutes, let's go.
It ain't no 2 minutes. It takes 1 second to read you. You're late. Goodbye.
And I thank you because you had nothing else to say. Goodbye.
You mad because ain't nobody called
you. I
win.
Never mind. Too late.
You mad
bye-bye. Because
ain't nobody called you.
Never mind. Never mind. You're late. You're late.
Naughty J-Rock. Naughty
you're
J-Rock.
Late.
Repeat after
you're
me.
Late.
Naughty J-Rock.
Put your picture
Naughty
up.
J-Rock.
It's easy to read somebody, but you can't put your picture
take
up. Put your
picture,
picture
down, J-Rock.
Take your picture
take
up.
Take yours down.
Take your picture up.
Take your damn.
Yeah. See, now I woke up the motherfucking show because everybody wanted
no,
me to
you
call
didn't.
In because they feel like I got red. So, bitch,
good
I woke it up.
Good
I look at all. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. J-Rock. Why you upset? J-Rock. 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 Thank you for having my name in the chat room, you dumb bitches. So if you're gonna go off on me, I just woke it up. And y'all are hey, no, this is late. I woke it up. I woke it up. Late J-Rock, really, like, my name is ringing out. Your fingers are typing J-R-O-C-K. So how fucking late are you to come at me? If I'm so motherfucking late, you tired dumb bitches, why are you typing my name? Why are you still on the phone? I don't talk normal, bitch. That's why I don't say anything. I'm not angry. This is how I talk. If you really knew me, you would know if I was angry because I
Life
don't
was
talk.
A neighbor. Stay from is there.
I'm not even talking to you. I'm talking to the chat room because you're late. You were so yesterday.
Life
was today.
Neighbor.
That's what I was
there.
Saying. And I thank you. Now y'all don't want to type the name because now I just called you out on your shit. Your fingers are
you
typing my
no
name.
Lady.
You know it. No you lady. See me. Bitch, you see me. And if you don't see me, you're looking in the wrong motherfucking direction.
Nobody
see you see it.
Nobody
you see it.
You.
Yes, you do. Because if you didn't see it, you would have never called out my name. But I can't call
why
out
you
your name because
so
I don't
upset.
Know who the fuck you are.
You
I don't know who you are. I don't know who you
my
are.
My name is Bernadette.
I don't know who you are. I don't
my
know who you
Bernice.
Are. I don't know who you are. All you hoes are so fucking late, and it's so funny. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to be mad. I just like how I just got everybody to stop typing my name. Thank you very much. And Zahara, baby, I am not. This is calm for me. This is how I talk. If you go to the archives and you listen to every time I talk, if you go to the archives and listen to every time I talk, this is the way I talk. I'm a forceful person. I'm a talk. That's how I talk. And, bitch, you still so yesterday. Yesterday. You're no longer relevant.
I wish you was yesterday.
You're no longer
you
relevant.
Today.
You just came on
you
the phone
late.
Line to try
you're
and read. And guess what?
You're late.
Both of y'all are on hold because y'all are carrying. London, give me one.
J-Rock.
Jason, give me one.
J-Rock.
Naima.
Chow.
TJ.
J-Rock, shit.
Vonna.
I was screaming on the phone. I think I mean it. J Rock is fine, but somebody has a question for him too, Jasmine.
A question for who?
J
Rock. They said, can someone ask J Rock what's her rank? If she's less than a E8, which really ain't nothing either, she's not in charge of the girls.
Ooh.
J Rock, what's your rank?
Let me tell you what the fuck my rank is. My rank is E6, and it is a rank that you can be in for 20 years and retire. I've only been in for 12, going on 13 years, and I have the rank of somebody 20 years, and I'm up for E7. So, bitch, if you knew your rank, you would know that E8, everybody don't make that quick. You have to be in over 20 years to fucking 30 years in the United States Navy. Don't fucking call me out, because you could never on my motherfucking time, bitch. I'm 30 years old, but I'm still making the money that I make to take care of myself and not sleep on anybody's floor like the most of you tired-ass queens, not even sleeping on an air mattress or a carpet. You're sleeping on hardwood motherfucking floors with rats and motherfucking roaches, 12 to a motherfucking goddamn studio apartment, and none of y'all can get a motherfucking job and going to go fucking boost everything for a motherfucking ball. You fucking snort cocaine, dumbass, foolish ass, fooled out bitches. I got mine, and I'm going to always have mine. I'm an E6, bitch. Now what? Hello?
Well, they're alive, so they should have heard you. I don't know anything about that.
Oh, okay. And for the bitches and somebody, I made E6 in 4 years in the reserves. Bitch, stay in the reserves, you weekend warrior. And I thank you, because, bitch, you can never come for me. While you hoes were sleeping that night, I was watching the water, making sure nobody come over and rape your stupid asses. But I'll know next time to send them right to your motherfucking front door. Zahara, are you going to give me some? Because if you're not, then shut the fuck up.
Okay, J-Rock. Michi.
Huh?
Enrique.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to say one Grandma Dynamite.
Oh,
now, Enrique, you trying it. You just want to be
She said her name was Bernadine.
Oh, a.k.a. Bernadine.
Well, let's ask someone who plays the neutral in this. 16, who do you feel did it?
J-Rock.
All right. Thank you, 15. J-Rock, I just need you to kind of calm down for a second. 757-592, you're back on.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, 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 damn.
Oh,
is it me?
Yes.
Grown up, yes.
Well, Lord.
Hello.
I just want to know.
Hello?
Yes,
hello.
Honey, how can we help you?
Can we help you? Speak.
Okay,
right.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Wow. Y'all done scared the girl away.
Well, shit, she took too long.
Y'all scared them away. Huh?
All right. Somebody said they wanted to come on and read Bishop.
They wanted to read Bishop.
Bishop, if you're out there, call in.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Lord.
Jasmine, I didn't sign up for that. Do we have to really hear that?
Yes. That
we don't have to hear
also.
We don't have to hear it. Calm down, y'all.
Oh,
Enrique.
Okay.
I'm watching Enrique and Bishop to go at it.
Huh? Enrique and Bishop?
Yes.
I don't really even know Bishop like that.
J-Rock, are you okay?
I'm always okay, mother. Like I said, everybody keeps saying I'm mad. I'm in the United States Navy. I am a sailor. Before I went to the Navy, I did not curse, but now I cuss, and every other word is fuck, fuck, fuck. Out fucking standing, fuck this, fuck that. You ever heard the phrase, you cuss like a sailor? I am that motherfucking sailor. Bitch, if you come for me, then I'm going to come back for you. So, fuck it. Fuck you. Fuck everything you stand for. Next. How y'all doing tonight?
Okay.
8219, and I thank you. Yay.
Well, at least they didn't say you look like Tom Joyner.
Mona seems like she won a piece. Lola Cohen.
Oh, wait.
Did you say Tom Joyner?
Yes, bitch. Remember they said I look like Tom Joyner.
And he should be a truck driver.
I mean, that's a new one for me. I've heard Pee Wee Herman and the Boy from Kid Play, but Tom Joyner, damn.
Listen, there's about 100 people on this phone line right now, and I don't know why nobody's pressing one, and why nobody contacted Camaro so we can end this Jason and Camaro war.
Child,
why nobody
last night.
Why nobody contacted Harold? Because London wants a piece of Harold. All these people are listening. Please get them. Michi said she wants Jay Blonick. Get her. Get
child,
her
didn't you hear that child say she was peeing and Jay, he was busy?
Mark, is there anybody you want?
There's nobody I really want. I just don't see Milan. I'll never see Milan. I'm never going to see Milan. Milan is the latest queen that ever stepped on the earth of ballroom. I think he's a disgrace to the ballroom name. If he left, I hope he never, ever, ever returns. And that song is fucking horrible. And anybody
15.
Who bought it, you wasted 99 cents of your life.
Is 15 still on the phone?
Yes, she is.
Rodney said to tell you that he loves you.
Tell him I said I love you too.
Naima.
Yeah.
Did that message come out the room?
No,
yeah, it came out the room.
No, actually it didn't. It came out of the official ballroom. Trying to speak all fast, Jason.
Can someone get Jay Blonick to call in, please? Because I'm a little aggravated at the fact that he promotes HIV awareness and, you know, all this other stuff, but yet he likes to piss in the kids' butts and stuff. Like,
and give
them
little blue pills.
Yeah, like, I don't really, you know, I don't see it.
Wait a minute. So you say,
yes,
he likes to piss in the children behind
yes.
him.
No,
yes.
he likes to get his butt peed in.
Both.
He peeing his
wow.
butt.
Both ways.
Oh.
So he's having natural sex.
You want a pee pee in my TT?
So are you saying that because Jay Blonick promotes something like that, but he's doing what he's doing, are you saying that he's out here doing a double strain twist? Oh, okay.
He's out here doing water sports.
Muskin.
Girl, we're peeing in motherfucker's butt now.
I'm going to have to go get on my other computer. Cause
why don't we ask Milan?
Somebody in the chat room said, clap, pissers, clap.
Yeah.
I live right
yeah,
just holy. So, Jasmine, who do you want to call out? Who do you want to have something to? Who do you have to say something to?
Work, Jazzy. Take muster of that up.
I guess that's
Andre.
You
that's my girlfriend. Don't do that. 7-5. Oh, that's you,
girl. Okay.
Andre, that's
right.
Ooh, ooh.
We're not going to do that. That's my girlfriend. We're not doing that.
Oh, not Jasmine. Not, no. No.
Well, when did y'all become girlfriends?
Oh.
This is Naima.
Huh?
I'm Barney and Brittany.
Who is it? Why am I hearing ghosts and shit?
But not Alberni and Prestige, though, and the Whisper.
Child, yes, that's another one. Can we get her pedophilia ass boy here? We
y'all
can
know
let
she
us
not
know why she got all them groups.
Harold said he does not have time for this nonsense. He's not coming on the air.
Who said they don't have time for this nonsense?
Harold said he doesn't have time for this.
Is that the same thing? Is that the same thing that the judge told him a year ago?
Oh shit!
Right.
Or 10 years ago?
Oh no, it wasn't.
Is that the same thing Stewart said about his icon?
Y'all trying to provoke that child to get up on this doggone phone.
Oh.
If she was drunk, she would get up on here.
Okay.
Is that the same thing that the escort said when he called? Oh, never mind.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
don't want to play no more.
Welcome to PayPal.
Y'all are carrying.
I don't want to play no more. This is not this. I'm going home.
If you'd like to leave money on a green dot card, press 1.
Ooh.
Rico Aga, would you like to call in?
Oh, shit.
Oh, God, chewing this.
I'm taking my toys and I'm going home.
Darnell Garcon, would you like to call in?
Oh, my God. 15.
If you got the time, we got the minutes. You reached the Brooklyn Raven. Press 1 for PB.
15.
Is that 15 doing that? Say that.
Little Santiago, would you like to call in?
15.
Now, you know,
Harold, you know who I want to call out? I do.
And
I got
Harold will get on the phone.
You know what? I do. It's somebody I want to call out. I want to talk to this person, man to Manny's. Manny's, call the fuck in here.
You know, she'll call in.
She can't call in today because they have football practice, because they have a game on Sunday.
All right, let me do a roll call. Let me do a roll call. The cast members, the panelists, they're looking for Jay Blonick, Tamara Blonick, Harold Balenciaga, and Jamie. I mean, what's her name?
Manny.
Jamie.
I'm not going to disrespect it. What is it? Janice.
Jiggy, jiggy, jaw.
And Shanice, somebody go to the gag show and, you know, contact her. Kelly, you're back on the air.
TJ, is TJ still online?
Yes.
TJ, we have not received your green dot card yet. Please stop advertising. I'll catch me if you can. Thank you very much.
Ooh.
What's catch me if you can?
His ball.
Oh, shit.
Never mind.
That's the same thing you guys said about my green dot.
You know what? 8219, I don't think you want Fabra to call in here because everybody will get quiet.
TJ, where are you throwing your ball at? Is it
J-Rock, what are you talking
still?
About?
You know who I'm talking to.
TJ, is your ball still going to be in Detroit this year or somewhere else?
No, it's in Cleveland.
Do you expect people to come this time?
I was wondering when that beat was coming.
Who's running the dance today? Listen, let me tell you about Switchboard. There's three people behind Switchboard every night.
It ain't me.
Oh, there's three people?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's only three people that know it.
I actually think more people will go to Cleveland than Detroit, actually.
Ugh.
Maybe.
Yeah, people in Cleveland seem to like they like to walk balls.
Hey, 15, can y'all please stop advertising his state? Me and my son has $100 green dot. Stop talking about that state. When we get his green dot, he can talk about whatever state or whatever.
Wait, Kelly, Cleveland is a state?
Oh, well, a city.
Now that we're talking about green dots, so TJ, you never got back in touch with me. You are not about business.
Who?
TJ likes to wait till the last minute to handle business.
So that's why.
I've still waited for TJ 2 weeks.
And I've been waiting for TJ for 3 weeks for a flyer.
It has not been that long.
Jessica,
yes,
can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Okay, at the Gagawin Ball during Fin Queen Face, when the judges had, after they finished chopping the tsunamis, when you said, thank you, judges, I really appreciate it, what were you referring to?
What do you think?
No, I'm asking.
What would you think?
Well, I'm asking you.
You for not giving away $1,000 for fucking free.
Yeah, thank you for not giving my $1,000 away to somebody that didn't deserve it.
Okay.
Half of the time, a lot of people just get away with it.
So you're saying no one had Femme Queen face?
Not that night.
Well, bitch, well, speaking of people getting away with stuff, honey, y'all brought that up. I mean, y'all don't think that there's other people who walk face or who walk sex iron or body or who walk realness, stuff like that?
Hold on, y'all. Danita Joe gave her number and said call her if y'all want her.
Did you talk about Miss Manit, Jen Manit, whatever her name is? What's her name?
Danita Joe.
Danita Joe, you talking about the fake Janet chick? Whatever. That nigga.
No, not that nigga.
Jason, I sent the number to Jason.
My bus name is, I can't call her. I'm not working switchboard.
Well, Kelly, can you play her intro when she calls in, please?
What intro?
I hear her.
Here she comes.
It says the call was failed. It's not going through.
Ted.
If you'd like to reload your Boost Mobile,
are your bills piling up?
Did you guys give me the right number?
347.
That's
the number that she wrote that you call it.
Tell her to call in because when I dial it out, it's not going through.
And it ain't like the phone lines are busy, so they not locked, so she can get in.
Yeah, it says it's not going through.
Well, back to what I was saying, y'all don't think it's girls out here who up here walking categories and they just let them through just because?
Absolutely.
You know damn well.
Do you mean like Harold Aga for executive realness?
Who?
You mean like Harold Aga for executive realness?
Oh, that part right there.
or even realness, period.
Mm. Well, you run around town with the girls.
I mean, what about the girls, sex iron girls, or body girls, or face girls, or...
Girls, period.
Mm. I'm just saying in general, man.
I think that's when a lot of the politics come into play. You can kind of tell who's girlfriend when they walk and shit. You kind of can tell that.
Yeah, that's the number that I have, but it's not going through.
Okay.
Either her line is busy or what, but it just says calls failed. So somebody contact her and...
Please scratch off the back for the Verizon.
I'm done.
Oh, you mean like girls like Jason Prodigy for face and those type of girls.
Oh, shit.
Ring the alarm.
I think we have her, Janicia, on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. There she is. Who wants to go first?
How was football practice?
Okay, Jason, the floor is yours.
I thought I was being pleased. What happened?
I said, how was football practice?
Okay.
So who are the Giants playing on Sunday, Janice?
You said what?
Janice, who are the Giants playing on Sunday?
I'm not sure. I don't watch football.
Oh, you don't watch football, but you play it?
No. No, I don't play football either.
You don't? So you're a cheerleader?
No. No, I'm not a cheerleader. What are you?
What are you? No, what are you?
What do you think?
I don't know. I can't tell.
Hmm. Well, maybe it's not for you to know, boo-boo. Who are you?
Who are you?
You know who I am, bitch. You're talking to me.
I don't know who you are, girl.
Of course you do. Everyone knows
who
I am.
No, I don't.
I'm a one-name wonder. Everyone knows
who
I am.
Who?
Everyone.
Janet doesn't even know you.
Who are you, boo-boo?
Who are you?
Listen, I'm not going to be a five-year-old. What do you guys want from me? I heard I was paged. What happened? What do you want?
Bitch, you like monkey shit.
Right.
Panty and top
right.
and bra set you have?
Whose show is
that,
it? First of all,
with that fucking mop on top of your motherfucking head, bitch, please.
Bitch, you ain't never seen me with a mop on my head anywhere. My hair is always
Bitch, you always got a mop on your motherfucking
always.
Head, just like
my
in a latex ball, bitch.
Laid. Yes, my hair was
when
laid
you
then, too,
when you dip and bump your motherfucking heel with that hard-ass
my
back, hard-ass dipping, bitch,
too,
please,
and I was
girl.
Sitting.
Please.
I was sitting, as usual. Anytime
please, girl.
You see me, I'm sitting, bitch.
Please.
I'm sitting. Problem.
You're sitting what?
You're mad.
Bitch, you're
mad about
you're sitting
that's
in a helmet, maybe. You're sitting
you're
in
mad
a you're,
no, baby. I'm
you're sitting,
sitting
in a football helmet,
fat
maybe.
I'm a fucking Remy, bitch. That's what. How
you're
about
sitting
you?
With NFL pad
I'm
shoulders,
sitting
maybe. You know.
Remy. What are you
you're
sitting
in that, maybe. You're
have
sitting in a uniform,
me, I look
honey.
Nice.
You're
you
not
ever seen
sitting.
Me looking bad? You ever seen me in public anywhere looking bad? Never.
Oh, definitely. You look bad on your arrows.
Never.
You look bad on your arrows page and your back page as well.
Sitting. If you anytime you see me, I'm sitting, bitch. Don't do it.
Bitch, your
anytime.
Ad looks fierce.
Anytime. My pictures are not on my ad, sweetheart. What are you talking
yes,
about?
Yes, they are. With your
I'm
little
I'm not retarded
dish.
Enough
with
to
you
use
holding
my
your
own
little
pictures,
penis.
Stupid. I make real money.
Oh, chow.
What? Y'all bitches can suck my motherfucking dick from the back because ain't none of y'all bitches will say shit to my face. None of y'all.
Chow.
None of y'all. You get on a radio show and feel it all you want, but none of y'all bitches will ever fucking approach me with this shit, so stop.
Okay, Janice, listen, stay right there. We're just going to go down the line really quickly. London, who did you want her or did you want to vote?
No, I don't want to argue with men tonight. I can vote.
Give me one.
Who was it against her? Was it Fem Queen?
Yes, 15.
I give it to man number one, Fem Queen, man number one.
Jason, give me one.
15.
Naima, give me one.
Johnny's.
TJ, give me one.
15.
Lonnie, give me one.
And neither one.
Michi, give me one. Michi, give me one.
I'll go to Manny's.
Okay, Enrique, give me one. This is close.
I just chopped him.
15.
Mark, give me one. I'm sorry, Mark. Mark, give me one.
I got a ball coming up, but I'm going to go with 15.
J-Rock, give me one.
Johnny.
All right, well, I don't know what the vote was, but, bitch, Johnny, you stay to the side as well. Jason, did you want Janice as well?
I just want to know why that man thinks it's all right for her to show that meat like that. Like, people really want to see it.
People love it, bitch. That's why. That's why. People love it. That's
and now
why
it's
I show it, bitch.
Janice and Jason, go.
I mean, Monster Man,
what's
really?
Up?
Do you really think that you're a lady? How dare you put a post up saying that you look like Kenya? Anything? You look like you are from Kenya. You look like you run with gazelles. You hungry ass mister. Come on, girl, stop it.
Right,
and then you
know
got the nerve. Then you got the nerve to put people out your group
because
they disagree with you, girl. The world disagree with you. The world disagree with your ass since
you
left stepped out that womb, girl, thinking that you was gonna be a woman, bitch. You are part of a rhythm lift nation, girl. What have you done for yourself? Lately, other than put that nasty pic, girl,
money,
I saw that picture of you yesterday with your ass out and them polka dot panties on. You look a goddamn
money.
Mess. You are
get
nasty,
money.
Girl. Did you get that tooth fixed yet? Johnny's, when you going to get that tooth fixed? Jiggy Jai? That brown
what's
tooth,
baby,
girl.
What's wrong with my smile? It's beautiful.
What's right
blue.
With it?
It's beautiful.
What's right with that tooth, Johnny?
It
what's right with
my
it,
mouth
mister?
Is beautiful. My makeup
girl,
is
girl, your mouth is what? Your
is
mouth
always
is beautiful.
Done. My nails and feet are
your
always
your mouth
done.
Is beautiful, girl.
Always
who told you your mouth was pretty? Girl, that's that Tina you smoking, ain't it? That's that Tina. That Tina got
you
going crazy, right? That Tina got you going crazy. That Tina got you mad. That Tina got you mad. You big 9-inch quarterback, big back girl. Come on now.
Right.
What you weightlifting? What you lifting?
I'm a gorgeous black.
What you? You gorgeous. Monkeys are
gorgeous.
Gorillas are gorgeous. I'm a
yes,
you're right.
I
would gag. I would gag
Google.
If I actually saw
I'm
you fucking Vicky Gotti.
Bitch.
I
what?
Would have gagged. You're right. I would have gagged. to actually
y'all
see
mad.
Your to
so
see
mad.
Your poked out ass slaying
That's
somebody with your titties on their back and them calling you Jiggy Jive, I would
yes.
have gagged.
Fuck
You're
me.
Right.
Jiggy,
I would
ow.
Have gagged.
Fuck Jiggy,
if I was
me.
In
ow.
That room and
pay.
I saw your
you
nasty
pay.
Big black manly
pay.
Looking arm
oh,
and egg leg ass showing meat, I would have gagged. You're right. If I was in
you
that room after dark from 2 to
you
whatever time
chance,
and I was to see your
you
nasty
like
ass, I would have gagged. You're right.
You
I would
retarded.
Have gagged.
Have
Halloween is only once a year, not
yes,
every
sir.
Day.
Right. So
girl.
Why are you outside?
Girl.
Y'all mad. I'm gagging at y'all. Y'all bitches is hateful.
I know.
Y'all don't like to see a bitch come up. Y'all don't like that. Y'all don't like because I got a million people following me and doing what I...
London, give me one.
Can you come back to me? Can I be like the last judge?
Naima, give me one.
I didn't even really pay any attention because I was reading something in another group.
The same thing I'm reading.
Yeah.
what y'all reading? A statement from Harold?
Yes.
Okay. Vonda, give me one.
I'm sorry. I'm so not paying no attention to this. I'm reading something from other groups. I'm getting ready to start up. Since I was trying to be quiet about the situation, but since we want to post in ballroom news about something, we'll spark it up. So y'all finish this so I can spark.
Oof.
Michi, give me one. Enrique, give me one.
I have to go with Jason.
Jason.
Mark, give me one.
Jason.
Okay. And J-Rock, give me one.
Girl.
Jason.
Okay. Go ahead, Vonda.
How? She should have. I'm sorry. Okay. They said my sister saying I'm jumping the gun, but so I'm going to keep it very light. Like, it was a post in ballroom news that, you know, we're a bunch of lonely collective people that most of them together we haven't earned 10 trophies and we're sad ass men. No, ma'am.
Hello, first of all, we're 6 people who only come on the show on the nights that we actually have to work the next day. So that's usually what we do. We don't sit around and wait for green dye cards to be reloaded and packages to be not dropped off at our doors for 6 people on the panel.
Well, what 6 people he talking about?
Well, who
that's what my thing is. If you're gonna name them, I will back out of it if we're gonna say names. But what we're not going to do is say that the panel itself is that way. That's the only thing that I'm saying. If more than one person on here, if you're bad enough to speak what you have to say, then you need to say names. Don't just sit there and call up a whole bunch of people. Don't group us in as one group and then expect me not to say nothing because I'm going to have something to say, and I can say it on the radio show or I can say it in person. That's the kind of bitch I am.
Well, when you include a group of icons, don't they just throw him in the bunch too?
Who made the statement?
Where's church fingers?
And then y'all sitting here acting dumb, bitch. It's 6 of y'all on the phone, bitch.
Exactly.
And it's actually
exactly
7
right.
of y'all on the phone, bitch. Say. So he excluded Jasmine. He talked about you 6 dumb bitches that sitting on the phone.
Right.
Well, all I know is it can't be
talking
about me because I've won more than 6 trophies. So
first of all,
I don't know what's going on.
See, in all honesty, there's about 10 people on the
Thank
phone.
Thank you. I was going to say, first of all, y'all can't. He can't be talking to me.
Can't be talking about me either.
He can't be talking about me because I have never disrespected anybody.
First of all, we don't even need to be having this conversation because the bitch wouldn't even call in, so we need to move on.
Yeah, just leave it alone. Harold has his opinion, but Harold is more than welcome.
Right, it is his opinion,
show.
So let him have
That's
it.
That's his opinion.
And, he voiced his in his format, and I voiced mine in mine.
Okay. Well, no shade, but honey, you know, you can always come on.
Right, bitch, wrong read. Let's go.
7-302-8287, you're on the air. 302-287, you're on the air. Okay, I don't know who you are. And private caller, you're on the air.
I have a question. It's like kind of random question, but I want to know why do all the girls call guys who like trannies, tranny traces.
Guys who like trannies, tranny traces.
Yeah, why do y'all call them all? Why do y'all always call them tranny traces?
TJ, you want to answer that?
No, I'm asking the girls. I'm asking the girls on the phone, not the guys.
That's what they are, tranny traces.
But why can't a guy like trannies? I don't understand that. Why they gotta be a tranny tracer?
Because
I'm actually thinking about dating it.
Well, maybe he's asking a serious question. Maybe
I'm not even
going to
answer this.
That seems like kind of judgmental, though. Like, I mean, if a guy wants to date a transgender woman, why do they have to be called a trans chaser? I don't understand that.
Because
you become a trans chaser when you don't care and you just never satisfied with the one that you're talking to.
Hello.
And you want to make your way through the community.
Oh, okay. See, I never understood the term. It just seems really negative when I hear somebody say, because I've always thought about dating a transgender woman, but because you guys always call people tranny chasers, I just never did it because I didn't want to be called a tranny chaser.
You don't want to be labeled?
Yeah, I don't want to be labeled. I mean,
Do you date only one tranny? Do you like only being with one tranny when you're with a transsexual woman? Do you like only one, or do you like to be diverse and test out different ones? Because if you are, then you're a tranny chaser.
Can I take devil's advocate? Then would certain people be like, then what would you call gay men that sleep with like other gay men? Isn't that kind of the same thing? I mean, that's kind of posted and all. But.
So if I decide I want to stop dating gay boys, and I decide I meet a nice girl that I want to go out on a date with her, am I now a train chaser?
No, you're just somebody who is now trying to experiment with transsexual women.
But that's what I want to do.
Okay.
Well,
have
fun.
There you go. Have fun.
Good luck on your journey. Where is your number? I don't see your number. Hold on.
But you know, Ivana, back to what you were saying, I think he was talking about the women on here because he said six cast members, and then he said sad ass men.
He said he was only talking to the people that brought his name up. That's what he said.
It's no shade. I don't know why y'all sitting here talking. Hal was listening to the show. He's been listening to the show for like... He's been listening to the show for the last 24 minutes. If he want to address y'all, he knows how to press 1 to come on the line. That was right there on hold.
Right.
I'm paying Harold no mind because if he really knew who I was, my resume could backslap his 20 million times. And he's an icon, so-called. So, I, you know.
I'm sorry. Alexis, I'm sorry. He's gone. Why do I feel like Daddy came home and fucked up the sun?
Who?
So.
Let's go on. What were we doing? What's on next?
404-444. You're on the air. 404-444. Mona. And they're gone. 757-292,
you're back.
You're not saying nothing.
Whose background
is that?
Mona, just come on the line, Joe.
What the hell is going on with my damn computer?
Janice is still on the phone. Thank you, Janice, for tuning in. Thank you for listening with us as well.
Wow.
What's going on? Okay, I'm
Mona should come on. I told Mona she should come on.
Where's Mona?
I have a question for Janice.
Okay, Janice, you're back.
What's up?
Janice, I'm really appalled at you, Janice, that you sat here and you read me for months about the things that I was doing on Facebook, but then you start a rumor y'all doing the same thing I was doing.
Kelly, the difference is I'm in a private room with private members and we're doing what we do. That's the difference.
What's the difference? My room was
private.
My room was private too. It was private with 7,000 people in it, but it was private.
Well, mine has a little less than that. There's about 40 members, and so why can't I do whatever I want in my private group? Like, you act like I'm just taking my pictures and shoving them all over the fucking Facebook world. This is my group, and what? I don't get it. What's wrong with that?
Okay. Y'all can go back to talking, Jack. Go, Jason, take over. Jackson's doing something right now.
I don't have switchboard, so you're going to have to do it.
No. It's no caller. It's one caller. 516-638, you're live on the air. 513-638, you're live on the air.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hello?
Yeah, you live. Go ahead, Jason.
Yeah, what's up? Hello.
Okay.
They hung up.
Damn. That was quick.
The fuck is going on with my computer?
Honey, you say that one more time.
So, Harold, I know you listen. Why you not calling in? Why you not pressing one? Why you not pressing one, Harold? Come on.
Let's go.
I mean, come on here, because you just stated that you're talking about Jason and London. You probably talk about myself too, brother. You don't want to battle with me, honey, or London or Jason. First one, come on here.
Where did you say that?
You know, I want to know why Raquel doesn't want to do anything for the house unless she gets a green dot card.
302-287,
you're on the air.
My bad, I called in earlier. My phone messed up or whatever, but why is everybody coming for Miss Janice?
Because they can't take it. They love me. It's crazy, right?
Like, I understand that. And then for, like, it to be, y'all to be calling her a boy and man and horse and all that extra shit, like, that's real extra. For there to be femme queens on the line and to be even allowing that, that's why these things don't respect nobody now. And, like, to try to call the girls boys and men and all that because motherfuckers allow it. And Janice, for you to sit on the phone and let them do that to you, like, that's fucked up right there because I'm ready to fuck one of
them
motherfuckers up.
What you? No, it's not even to fight. What you mean, let them? I'm saying what I gotta say too. What they saying? What they saying? I'm reading. What? Ain't nobody letting them.
Right. How about like you mind your business and go back to the chambers where you came from?
But just to answer your question, they do that because secretly they live for me. That's why. Believe me. Trust me.
So are we having the? So what is this? Are we having the NFL calling in now or something? Like what? What?
Ain't no NFL calling in over here, baby. But, like, I don't
think
it's like...
Are we having her former teammate?
Because everybody is supposed to be a daughter, or whatever the case may be. Like, why is y'all saying Remaker like that and calling her a man and all that?
They are weak people. That's what weak people do. They're a lynch mob. You understand what that is? A lynch mob. They all gang up on one person so they can feel powerful, but they're all late and naughty. That's what it is.
Okay. Wait, Janice, are you referring to you doing like 100 push-ups a day to
I'm
us
referring
doing
to you being a knot. That's what I'm referring to. You're sitting on the phone with a fake accent because you're too scared to speak for yourself. You're a knot.
It's bad, sweetie, because
you're
I come on Monday and Tuesdays, and I thank you.
And we don't
that's
even know who
it.
You are.
Boredom is not my
you
life.
Know who you are. Do you know who you
sweetie,
are?
Sweetie, boredom is not my life. Where have you taken your dancing career? Nowhere.
To many heights that none of you will ever see.
Well, shit, I'm floored that Janice said that she was better than Laomi. I was not going
I'm
to say
gagging.
Anything until she
Wait,
said
did she
that.
Say that for real?
Yeah.
I'm hanging
and
out there.
When
I need to press one again.
I'm sorry. I don't see that demon.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a demon.
I'm hanging up. I need to press one again.
Not only Laomi worst day.
Can you answer your direct message? I'm trying to send you a link to this cream you can put on your middle of your forehead.
Cool. What are you talking about? What did you say?
It's called Miracle Cream. It's some bleaching cream.
For who?
For Harold Spot on his head.
Okay, let me clarify something about Harold. This is the tea with Harold. Harold does not want to participate, so he just doesn't understand why false accusations are being made. He has a right. If he doesn't want to participate, then let's just leave it alone. Just like Jay Blahnik and Camaro, they just don't want to participate. So find someone else to attack.
I mean, everyone knows he called escorts. They don't know.
Jason, how are you doing over there with your computer?
I don't know. My Google Chrome is acting a fucking fool. It keeps starting and then crashing.
Did you restart your computer?
Yeah.
Clear your history and
I
restart
did
your
computer. I'll I'll do that again.
And it should be okay. Okay. Naima.
Mhm.
What's going on?
Nothing. Just got finished eating my roast that I made last night.
Jesus Christ.
Excuse me.
I'm about to get some mad stamps. I'm sorry.
A girl has to eat.
A lot.
Alexis, you're on the air. Is there anybody you want, Alexis?
Okay, I learned a long time ago, I don't walk, get that bitch. So if anybody has anything to say to me, I'll respond. But I don't walk, get that bitch. I don't have a reason to call nobody out.
Oh, Naima.
Yeah.
Someone sent me a poem and they said to read it to you. Okay. The creature in the... The crinkle in your toes makes me hold my nose. The way you dress those makes me want to throw them bows.
Wait a minute. Is this Kelly in the Star?
Yes, it is. Isn't that a cute picture?
She wore makeup to the spa. I don't believe it.
Who? Oh, shit.
Kelly, is that no filter?
That picture is beautiful.
I
love that picture.
I guess it is.
That is a really good picture.
It is.
Filtered or not filtered, I think it's a beautiful picture. Now, that's one of the pictures you need to be hanging up in your house. Not all those other ones.
I have on no makeup, J Rock. If you go to the later pictures and you see me in the restaurant, you can tell I have on no makeup.
Kelly, I'm gonna need you to get me that picture, a big version, so I can put it in your guest room over here.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna love that picture. I love that picture. This thing is giving you very, you know, actually photo. Let a real girl come through.
Is that the same picture we see your mustache in?
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
That's the same picture we see your six chins in. Now, you want to play Get That Bitch?
Oh, wait. Yes. Can we have Alexis Kelly 2 minutes? Go.
Why are you going to play 2 minutes? I ain't got time to play with Shamu to kill a whale. I don't want him to kill me.
Just let me tell your motherfucking wide back, broad ass shoulders one motherfucking thing, bitch. You only is real because you crafted that $8,000 worth of work, Miss Kelly. You're not cunt. You're not face. Bitch, you are a joke.
Yes. And you're not real. You're just an overgrown orangutan. Oh my God, I'm just saying. Yes, but yes, J-Rock, that
kids in the spa giving cotton and saying, honey, Alexis, we got to go. Alexis, you got to go with me to the spa, honey. I want to go back on Sunday. I want to go back on Saturday when all the hood rats is there. Because, baby, when I tell you, the cunts was mad at me today, honey.
No. Where was it?
The spa castle in Queens, honey. Baby, the cunts was over me, bitch, honey. I had all my tits out and all my long mane was just wet and I was coming up out the water, bitch, thing, and all of their boyfriends was just looking at me, honey. I even got the security guard phone number and everything.
Kelly, you sure this wasn't the bathhouse in New York?
Oh, shit.
No fucking bathhouse, J-Rock. I'll leave that up to you and Naima. You guys, I can go when you come.
Kelly, they say how many gift cards did you have to use?
I didn't use any gift cards. I used my American Express card, baby. It's no gift card that you can't crash nothing that you can't leave up out of there. If y'all see that watch on my hand, that watch that's on my hand is the bracelet. You have to tap everything with the bracelet, and they charge it to the bracelet. You turn your bracelet in at the end, honey, and you pay for all your services at the end. And no, they don't have a box. They have a computer.
Somebody said, yes, you can. You got it on spotfinder.com.
No, actually, I didn't.
Bitch, this phone's over.
So tell those girls to stop trying to mistake everything. And that's the problem. That's the problem with the girls mistake. They want to crash their whole motherfucking life away, bitch. That's why the girls get locked in hotel rooms and on flights and shit. Something.
Who is the girl in the black and white?
My cousin. All three of them is my cousin.
Your cousin's ass is sitting in the name.
Yeah, those are all my cousins. Me and my four cousins went out to the spa, and then the other two came out and went to dinner. We went to Dinosaurs and we did karaoke at Dinosaurs. But I'm not putting up those videos of the karaoke.
You're not putting up those videos.
No, those videos is going up on my real page, and only Jasmine and Alexis will be able to see them, honey.
Well, girl,
I did not know the words, and I made a fool out of myself.
Yeah, you do that every week when you walk stage, girl.
Oh, shit.
Girl, you do that every time you walk to the 3 train. and the train actually wears your Super Bowl ring.
Oh, shit.
Wait, is Alexis, you're on the air?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. You donated a whole turkey neck to the Children's Hospital?
Yes, I did, London.
Oh, wow, that was so nice for the holidays.
I know it was.
You should tell Marco to do the same thing.
Maybe y'all can eat for the holidays, so I was trying to be nice to see them.
Kelly, someone sent me a message and they wanted to know, did Simone get out of jail yet?
Simone's been out of jail for like the last 6 months. Simone's not coming out until she finishes getting her work done. See, when she comes back out, she'll be a full-fledged femme queen.
That's Simone, bitch.
Who's Simone Prada?
Yeah. She's in the halfway house on Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn.
Are they letting her do her work there?
Yeah.
It worked.
She is coming out a full-fledged man.
Somebody in the chat room said it's all home yet.
No.
Wow. He's been in there for a minute. How long has he been in there for?
Since July.
Hello?
Wow, he's been in there for a minute. Wow.
July the 12th, I believe.
Hello.
Wow.
Who keeps saying hello?
Naima, stop looking up, Naima. When he comes to New York, we go into the spa.
And I'm going too.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
I'm getting in the water.
Naima.
Naima, if you get in the water, Naima, I think the water's going to bubble up more with those seats.
Oh, Naima, can you make sure you bring extra money, tip money for the people who touch your feet?
Yeah.
They charge
$45 for a pedicure. I think they're going to charge Naima $85.
Yeah. They must have charged $100 for yours then.
Oh, Oh no, I didn't get a penny. I did the whirlpool, I did the jacuzzi, I did a 45-minute massage, honey, and I got me something to eat downstairs, honey. And then, oh my, what I tell y'all, Naima and Alexis and all the girls on their baby, if y'all don't like snatch mistake, y'all gonna gag mistake, cause all the cunts be walking around naked, honey.
Well, yeah, I'm coming to the car when he comes up, and we all will go out.
No, we don't need you out with us, baby. Everybody, all the cunts was walking around naked, honey. My cousin's gonna ask me, "Are you gonna take your bathing suit off?" I'm going in the bathroom to take my bathing suit off, cause I took my bathing suit off in that motherfucking locker room, bitch. All the cunts would have hit the motherfucking thing. I see so much snack. I don't want no snacks for the next 6 months. I see so much snacks.
You
could
have fooled me, honey, because don't you? Ooh.
Don't I what?
Oh, Lord.
Don't I what, Naima?
Just listen.
Fully functional.
Oh, no. No. Hello?
Can we get a sound effect of Naima's laugh?
Well, whatever.
Is that Kelly?
For real? Oh, wait.
That sounded like kind of tradey.
Why is she tagging me in this?
She did go from cunt to trade, did she not?
It was like,
Where's Maya Angelou?
What happened?
She doesn't want to read anybody. Oh, I'm Trayvon.
Trayvon said he would never read you because you know exactly who he is, so he like you.
Come on, Papa. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Chill, y'all need animals.
Well, at least they're not beating in.
Okay.
Exactly. Let me tell you something. My animal is in his cage.
In a cage?
Yes, that's what animals
go. In a cage?
Yes.
No, that's not where animals. Come on now. Come on.
That's where the fuck they go when they act up.
Wow.
I'm supposed to get on Facebook and say, Maltipoo looking for a loving home.
I'm sure somebody did him, though. Maltipoos are actually popular. Is he registered?
Bitch, I got that damn dog from the people, the pound. It was
not
like
somebody's
the
backyard.
No. I actually got it from, I didn't have to pay that much. I just had to pay for the shot. Like,
So did you get it because you actually wanted a dog, or you get it because you got it because he was pretty?
No. I got the dog for my lover, and then when I came back off, when I came back from San Diego, my lover just kept the dog in the cage. I was like, "Why? I thought you wanted a dog," and he didn't like the dog after one. He said the dog was bad. So we used to have a Pomeranian, and that Pomeranian was everything.
That's two different type of breeds of dogs, though.
I know, but the Pomeranian was better because the Pomeranian did everything you said. You could leave it out. It didn't tear up the house. It didn't do nothing like that.
Well, then that means
isn't it a little puppy?
Oh, no, my dog ain't no little puppy no more.
Oh, did you get him when he was a puppy?
Mm-hmm.
So you made him bad.
I didn't make that motherfucker bad. He don't understand English.
Whoever the fuck raised him.
I'm dead. Oh, so you saying it's my fault to say I'm dog bad?
Well, yeah, because you have to train a dog. I'm sure you guys trained a Pomeranian.
The
Pomeranians don't naturally just train
himself.
That's
what I'm saying. This dog is bad. Anybody that got a Maltipoo, no. When I get treats for this motherfucker, he'll roll over, he'll sit down, he'll be still, he'll do everything. But if I ain't got no treat in my hand, he be looking at me like, bitch, whatever.
But that's the breed of the Malti, though. That's the Malti breed. I mean, that's how they are, though.
You probably trained him to look at you as the treat guy.
Actually, I'm really big into dogs and cats, actually. Really big. So I know the breed.
Well,
that's why I think when people, like, get dogs and stuff, they should actually read on the breed, especially if they're mixing. You should actually breed the breed.
We have a battle. We have a battle coming. So I'm going to mute everyone. Jason, are you okay over there? Nation. Okay, Naeem, are you okay over there?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Putting you on hold for a sec. TJ, are you okay over there?
Yep.
Putting you on hold for a sec. Vonna, are you okay over there? Vonna? Let her know that I putting her on hold. Michi?
Yes.
Put you on hold for a sec. I just want to make sure everybody's still there. Enrique, you okay? Mark and J-Rock. All right. London?
Yes.
Somebody wants you. 917-507, you're on the air.
Is that bitch Miss London who called herself coming for my cousin Kelly on the line?
And who is this? Is this Kai?
It's me, bitch, your worst nightmare. No, this is not Kai.
And who is this? She has so many cousins, you know, I guess.
Yes, there's a lot of us. My great-grandmother had 22 kids, and each one of them had at least two kids. So, yes, there's a lot of us.
She had a lot of puppies, yeah.
No, bitch. There's no puppies over here.
Okay, so what do you want me for, sweetie?
What I want you for is because I just don't like you.
Uh-huh.
And I don't have a problem telling a bitch that I don't like her when I don't like her.
You know, and I don't like you, and I can tell you why.
I don't want you to like me because, baby... With 22 cousins and plus,
yeah.
I don't need friends and I don't need no one to like me because I like myself.
Right. And with five.
So I don't need you to like me. I don't need you to like me.
Sweetie,
so
and
just
I don't
know
need
that.
You to like me. And I just need you to live your cunty life and live on.
A cunt life that you would like to live, but you will never be.
I live a way fabber cunt life than you, sweetie. You wish to be me.
Never, because you're not the real thing.
You wish to be me. That's why you listen to this show.
No, I don't listen to the show. I don't listen to the show. I happened to stop by my cousin's house tonight and heard you, and you said some things that I did not like, and I don't have a problem addressing something that I don't like, and I don't like you. So I'm addressing you. Come for my cousin, bitch, and we will all come for you. And I don't think you want that.
All 22 of you. All 22.
No, no, bitch.
Okay.
Let me correct you. I said the great-grandmother had 22 kids. Each one of those have kids. So there's much more than 22 of us.
Yes.
Plus Kelly, which is five. So...
Do you know your mathematics? Because my son happens to be an honor roll student, especially in mathematics. I can have him tutor you if you would like.
No, sweetie, he has enough time tutoring you, I bet.
He don't have to tutor me, bitch. Where you think he get it from?
Sweetie. Where he get it from?
We are college grads over here. He don't have tutor me, darling.
How many?
Many of us.
Okay,
of
guess.
Us.
Are
Would you like to come
night
over
night
and see the degrees
cousin?
On the wall?
Do you like the show?
Show what?
Do you,
you
like
would like
the
to
show?
See a real pussy? Because I know that's one you don't have.
I've seen one, sweetie, and I have one. Tijuana.
Oh, I don't think so.
Tijuana.
Not one that has been made, one that you was born with.
Sweetie, where are your kids? Why are you at Kelly's house? Where are your kids?
I'm not at Kelly's house, bitch. I'm home in my house.
Oh,
and
so
don't ask about my kids. If you need to know, my kid is fucking 17 years old. He's graduating. He already graduated from high school and on his way to college. So don't worry about my kids.
And I graduated.
And look. And you don't want me to let him read.
And you, sweetie, can you spell it? Spell graduated, please, because I would
you
like
spell
to
spell it. You spell it.
Sweetie, you made it up, graduated.
I didn't make it up.
So you took the time to call for me?
Graduated.
Oh my God.
Graduated.
That's so sweet that you took the time
to
call for me.
That was not a made-up word.
So what do you like black people do? Do you guys like drink 40?
Black people?
40?
Are we pulling the race card here? Did you just say black people?
Are you drunk 40?
Black people? Did you just say black people?
Yeah.
Are you a racist?
No.
So why would you say black people?
Because I'm white, so you say white people, I say black
people. I didn't say white people. Where the fuck you heard me say white people at? Bitch, do you need to clean your ass out? Because I ain't say nothing about a motherfucking white person.
You just said, but I just want to say,
what did
I
say about white people? You did not hear me say the word white. I did not say white at all. All I said was graduated. You ain't hear me say nothing about black, white, or any color or creed.
And you ain't hear me say nothing about that neither. I was saying happy birthday.
You said black people. Bitch, didn't you just say black people?
No, I said happy birthday.
Now I'm mad. Now I'm mad because I don't play the fucking race game, bitch. I don't play the race game.
No, I said happy birthday.
You did not say happy birthday, bitch. You said black people. What the fuck you think, bitch? You can't play with my intelligence. That you can't do.
But why? I said happy birthday. Oh, my God.
You did not say happy birthday.
Well, I'm saying
it now. And it's not my birthday.
Well, bitch, I'm saying it now. Happy birthday.
It's not my birthday. So I don't accept your happy birthday because I know what the fuck you said, and you said black people. Don't try to play with my fucking intelligence.
Okay, I said black people, but I'm not a racist. Come on.
So why would you say black people? Nobody said nothing about white, black, or nothing. Why would you say black people? Where that coming at?
You know, I don't want to get beat up by a whole bunch of black people.
There you go again with the race cards. There you go again about the race cards.
There's like 1,000 of you all, and I don't, you know, I just cannot.
You can't beat us. That's what it is. No, you cannot. I will agree with you with that one.
I can, you know, I can hold down a few of you, but I can't beat
you. No, you can't. I'm sorry, son. Not on that one.
Sweetie, I have an army behind me too, but that's not the point. I'm just saying happy birthday.
It's not my birthday. It's not my birthday, sweetie, so I can't accept your happy birthday because it's not my birthday.
Okay, so since you know my name is Lily.
Hi, Lily.
Hey, I'm sorry.
My name is the real cunt, as you would call me, because you called me cunt. So I will say my name is the real cunt. So how are you, Lily?
I'm good, Shonda. How are you?
Excuse me?
I'm good, Shonda. How are you?
Who said my name was Shonda?
Me.
My name is not Shonda, Lily.
So why did you get so offensive, Shonda?
I didn't get offensive when you said Shonda, Lily.
Okay, it seems like it now, Shonda.
I'm not offended that you said Shonda, Lily, because that's not my name, Lily.
Okay, real cunt.
That's better.
A.K.A. Shonda.
No, there's no A.K.A. here. If you're going to A.K.A. anything, call me Miss Bitch. That's what you A.K.A. me as, Lily.
All right, thank you so much. What breed are you? Are you the Rottweiler? Or the pit
no,
bulls.
Bitch. We all are pit bulls here. If you
yeah,
want to address
lot,
us in any way, there's no Rottweilers here. We are all pit bulls in a skirt.
They do have a lot of puppies, and I thank you. Have a lovely night.
There's no puppies.
But why am I going to bed right now?
Did y'all hear me saying hello, hello?
Hello. Hello.
Hello. That was crazy, you know what?
When I tell you I just fucking died.
I don't know what the fuck was going on. I just kept saying hello, hello.
Because she had us on mute, Jason. She had us muted while they were talking.
When London said graduated, I fucking died.
Bitch, that graduated.
Bitch.
Bitch, no. That was the girl that said that, and I hollered. I was like, you just opened the door.
Okay.
I was like, what the fuck is going on?
They're loving us on you black people.
I'm about to switch up the show in a second, but we're going to go to one more caller. 443-447, you're on the air.
I just got to say one thing. Yes, London.
What?
Yes, Lily is not yes, having it tonight.
Look at me go play. Yes, London. She tried to say it. Girl, you ate. I was living. She like, but yeah, you ate down. I can be up there now.
And prior to calling you on here.
Yeah, I like to say that London ate that. I got life. and listen to the real fish. You can't brag unless you're a dime piece. And I looked at your picture, and you're just a penny. Thank you.
Shit.
Oh, shit. Okay, caller. Keep it cute. She wanted to call it key with motherfucking London, bitch. So keep it motherfucking cute, okay? My cousin is definitely a motherfucking dime piece, okay? She's been doing her own thing for years. She has a master's degree. She has a motherfucking job. Whoop the community. And she wanted to Kiki. She worked with the girls every motherfucking day at the motherfucking door in the health center. So keep it cute. It's her birthday, and she wanted to Kiki with London. So keep it cute, girls.
Aww.
It's a really was her birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
It's really important. It's a little bit about black people. I said happy birthday.
347-812.
What the hell?
And you're gone.
Okay. On that note, honey, I'm about to thank everyone for tuning in to the Reedfest. I'm glad it's once a year. Now I have to change it up a little bit. I'm going to go to you, and then I'm going to ask you a question really quickly. And... you guys are listening from your computers and want to tune in for the next hour of the show, please call in. If you guys are disconnected from the phone line, thank you and happy Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, since you won't hear from me for the rest of the year. So I'm going to say, do it like this. London.
I'm here.
Since we are on less than 24 hours away from the next episode, I want to talk about Scandal. Do you watch Scandal?
I started watching the little stuff on TV. I never got to the shows or like the old shows.
Okay, so I'm going to put you right here. You can still listen with us if you want to tune in. Jason, you watch Scandal. Jasmine, you watch Scandal. Naima, do you watch Scandal?
Yes.
TJ, do you watch Scandal?
No.
All right, TJ. Well,
I'm gonna hang
up on TJ. I'm gonna keep you right there, but that's what our next topic is gonna be about. Bonnie, you watch Scandal?
No.
Misha, you watch Scandal?
I'm Olivia Pope. Of course I do.
Enrique, do you watch Scandal?
I don't.
Okay. Mark, I know you're watching it. Marcus, I'm bringing you back on. Do you want to talk about Scandal with us?
I'll listen. Yeah, I'm going to play.
Don't they have their own run that they can talk about that in?
Nathan. y'all got to stop that. J-Rod, you're watching.
I love you, Marcus.
Hello?
You watch Scandal, right?
Oh, yes. My nerves is bad right now.
And Alexis, you're on the air, Kelly.
Yes, Olivia Pope is here.
Thank you for calling Olivia Pope. Thank you for calling Olivia Pope and Associates. How can we help you?
Yes.
Hey, Kelly, since your background is a little loud, just come on if you want to tune in. Okay, girls.
Kelly is not a scandal fan, honey. We don't have time to deal with her. She's not a dedicated scandal fan. I need you from season one up until season two, episode seven, which will be episode eight tomorrow.
Amen.
So I need you to catch up on all 15 episodes.
All right, everybody, I'm just dying for tomorrow to happen. Do you guys really think that he did it or not?
Okay.
No.
I don't think by any means Huck shot the president.
Okay.
But I think Huck was trying to protect Olivia, because you know he's always there to protect her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you ever notice every time something happened, he's always there. Like when they was about to, I think it was like a blackmail or something, and he was like he walked her to the she was in the garage, and he was like, "You can't be by yourself no more." You remember that? I think he was just to protect Olivia.
I even remember when they came in and the cop was about to touch her, and he was like, "Don't touch her."
Exactly.
Like,
so that's why I think
he's so protective over her. I don't see how this could happen.
No,
it's too obvious. Y'all, have y'all ever noticed scandal is about the unobvious things?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Anything that's too obvious, it's like, oh, girl, no. So you have to pay attention. That would be too obvious for Huck to have shot her.
I do think the president was shot by the same man who killed the
Amanda
guy in the
Tanner.
Elevator. I do
Amanda
believe that.
Amanda Tanner.
Yeah.
I think Charlie Shoddy.
Yes, Charlie,
I don't know what nobody say.
Yes. Yes, Charlie. I think Charlie shot the president and is trying to frame Huck because of what Huck did to him in that warehouse floor.
Do you think that he did it and then Huck walked up in there, already killed him and was cleaning up his mess or something? Is that what happened?
No, I believe that Huck just so happened. I believe the guy realized what Huck was wearing, went up there, shot the president, and then Huck came up there and probably got a call to say to come and do a cleanup and wound up being at the scene while the shit was going on. And Olivia gagged that Huck was up there and was trying
mm-hmm.
to save him. I do believe that. And I do believe that there's a lot, I'm telling you, there's a lot more going on to that motherfucking girl. I don't know her. I forgot her name.
Quinn Perkins?
Quinn. There's so much more going on to her.
Okay. Let me tell you about Quinn. All right. Quinn, since it's all uncovered now, Hollis Doyle blew up the place that rigged the voting machines for him. Right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Quinn's boyfriend was calling Hollis because he wanted a statement. So Hollis had the whole place blew up because Olivia said, "You handle it." And he was like, "Oh, I already handled it." She was like, "Oh, you blew it." That, remember, it was in the courtyard.
Yeah, there was.
So what Hollis did was like, she could remember. She was like, "This." She was telling Cyrus, "This girl is about to take the fall for it." She was like, "Well, just make it like they did a favor for the country or something like that."
Mm-hmm.
So Olivia went in, drug Quinn, had I can't think of her name.
Who is washing dishes or something? Mute your phone. Go ahead, Alexis, I'm sorry.
Olivia sent her on the Justice of the Peace plane, told her to get Quinn to her. Now, Quinn is just being a little bit too nosy. Bitch, they saved you. Like, why are you worrying about what's going on?
Who the hell is breathing like that?
Oh, my God.
That sounds like they're having sex.
Well, they need to hang up.
That between Quinn Perkins, and I'm telling you, Cyrus and Hollis go back a lot further than just this political thing going on. I'm telling you, I think that they are part of that whole CIA, that little thing where they all, you know, the assassins. I think
the
both B3. Of them behind the assassins.
Okay, so my question is, okay, we're trying to figure out what happened with Huck and if he did it or not and all this bullshit, which we all understand.
Well, we don't understand. We'll find out tomorrow. But what the hell do y'all think is going to happen now? What, even when that scandal's over with, Madam President, what do y'all think is going to happen with that?
She's not
Mr. President. Mr. President going to wake up and bitch.
But when he wakes up, he can't get back in his top spot.
Yes, he can. Yes, he can. Yes,
you
he can.
You think so?
Yes, he can.
He's still the president.
He's still the president.
Right.
But he was
She's like a temporary fix.
She's only appointed president until he comes back. She's not taking, she can't run for the next 4 years. If she's only going to be the main president if he dies.
She's just stepping up to the plate as the commander in chief because of the ranking system. But it's just like an executive officer. That's why they don't have another vice president. If she was the main president, they would have to appoint another vice president. But they're not. Because as soon as he wake up, she got to move the fuck back down.
So, yeah, I think that's what they're going to do with the show?
Yeah, because it would be no more show if she become the president.
Bitch, I'll be over it.
No, it's going to be a new spin. It's going to be a new spin and a new scandal if she decide if they decide to leave her there for a while and he's unconscious.
The president
trust
is
me.
Not going to die, though. The president is not going to die. They're going to keep him in the show. And so that means he's going to – she's going to be president until he recovers or takes back the thing. But they're going to have him recover. They're probably going to fast forward a few months and he's okay.
I believe she's going to be the next to get shot because I don't think Cyrus is very happy about this. And once him a
but I don't think she don't. I think the president's going to wake up at the end of the show to kick off for the next season coming.
Y'all don't understand. I don't think y'all catching it. Okay. Remember, see, the one thing about this show I've caught, they show little things that seem like it don't mean nothing until
right.
some shit come out and you say, bitch, she said that. Let me tell you something. Huck sat in that bathroom. Why did they show that? I don't know. When he lifted up the radio and he was just listening to the radio that night.
Because he was getting an assignment.
I think that Huck heard that the fucking assassin was going to go. See, I'm a sailor. The assassin was going to go shoot the president, but the assassin
right.
that was going to shoot the president was hired by Madam President because she said, I'm in it for myself now.
I think, I don't care what nobody said. I think Millie has something to do with it.
Y'all
I do too.
Millie.
I do too, Alexis.
Okay,
no shade.
Because
now,
that part with me is you're talking about the wife, right?
The wife, right, the first lady.
Yeah, now, when she was the first lady, when she was in the limo, she was like, no, let's not get out, da-da-da-da-da. But when she finally got out, she acted like nothing was happening. She's all selling it, walking and waving. And
but you
got to
catch how she was looking out the window.
No, she was, but when she stepped out that car and she knew something was going
to
happen.
She had to put on face. You got to remember, she got to show like everything is normal. I think she knew what was gonna happen.
Do y'all think that Jackie Kennedy knew that John F. Kennedy was going to be shot?
But I bet you Jackie Kennedy wasn't a monster like motherfucking Millie Fitzgerald.
Because Millie Fitzgerald is a beast. Y'all got to get into it. I was about to say that. The
first
no shame,
and I'm telling you, that baby is somebody else's. That is not his baby.
That is his baby.
Y'all going to gag. Why?
Yeah,
I think it's Cyrus' baby.
Y'all
yeah,
going to leave Millie alone.
Girl, fuck Millie. I don't like Millie.
I live
Me
for
either,
Millie,
man.
I'm sorry. Millie is a strong bitch. That bitch is a beast. So sorry.
But y'all heard Millie say that she was eventually going to run for president.
Well, she told him that he won't make it a second term.
Y'all don't think that she was just saying, this is what I was getting from it. Maybe I could be wrong because it is a scandal. Y'all don't think that she really just was like, she had that feeling, you know how she was like, I just
right,
don't
want to go. That's how I feel. She just got a big chill.
Because
he was getting over Olivia and all that, and then it was kind of like, I think she really was like, well, you know what I'm saying?
No, I'm telling you. Go back to when they was in the Oval Office. That same plot all seven of them had. I believe that all that not you know, fell down a little bit, but they all in this plot together. I'm telling you.
But y'all have to go back to what the big scandal is in regards to the president. him getting in office and didn't win. It's going to go back to that story where that
where James, the one that James, it's going to come out because James is investigating it now.
Maybe they've already gotten the tea that he knows the truth, and this and they did it, this to try to cover up the whole story.
But to me, Cyrus is too calm. Cyrus is just too calm for me with James being disappearing. And go, it's just like Cyrus is just too calm for me. Like, I feel like Cyrus already knows what's going on.
I don't think Cyrus knows where James is.
I believe that Hollis already warned Cyrus about James, and he's going to be the one to go after James.
Yeah, because he already said, get your wife together.
Get your wife. Oh, yes, this is going to be over.
I don't think James is going to make it back.
And
with that
when do they go on Christmas break? Because the show's going to stop for like 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, how many of y'all? I have a question. How many of y'all gag when y'all seen Fitz and Olivia fucking in the Oval Office?
I ain't never gag. I was getting my life. I love it. I love that. Their chemistry is just like, ooh. Yeah, that chemistry is everything.
What the fuck is that?
Oh. I'm gonna start muting people.
I didn't gag when they was in the Oval Office. Actually, the only thing I gagged about is they were stupid enough to do it in the Oval Office. Like they didn't know that it was camera there. That was stupid.
What is that?
He didn't know.
But that's dumb, though. How did they not know that there are not cameras in the Oval Office after? I mean, they already spoke about Clinton in there, so they're
It's really not too much to really, like, be a secret because everybody knows now that Olivia and I mean, all Millie has to do with nothing. Millie knows already, so it's no secret.
Millie
been new since the beginning. Right, exactly.
But I'm just saying, I'm talking about not as in Millie and all this stuff. I'm talking about as in just the outlook. I think that was just stupid of him. You can tell that Olivia did make him president. Just him being the president and him in his new office, somebody can use that against him. You know what I'm saying? Like they're doing right now. Like they're using a lot of stuff against them now.
I wouldn't be surprised if Olivia's new boyfriend got something to do with it.
Yes, exactly. The black guy, him and the vice president are neck and neck right now. So it's like, I'm pretty sure.
I can't take y'all. Y'all is making my nerves bad. Because, what the fuck is that?
Somebody looking at it right now.
That is so motherfucking annoying. Somebody, I'm trying to fucking talk, and every time I look around, it's fucking interrupting my goddamn sentences.
They don't like you.
Like I was said, y'all are making my nerves out with this man because he keeps saying, have y'all caught, he keeps saying, we were good together. We're good together. We good together. And I think he wants Olivia.
Well, he knows with her now. He don't want her. He got her.
Well, I'm just saying.
No. You have to remember, he don't have her. You got to remember. How they cross Cyrus. You see how they cross Hollis. Remember the bet that Olivia and Cyrus made sitting in the office.
Right.
So that's why when he told her what the president, who the president was backing, she was more in shock than happy for him. Because that, you remember, he already dumped her. So now the president voted the way he did, that means everybody else was gonna support her boyfriend, which means that the president is still in love with her.
Right, because he's actually doing it for her.
He's still, like, he cannot just cut that off. I'm sorry.
Ivana.
Yes.
What's your opinion on the show? You didn't say nothing.
I don't watch. I started from the beginning because I don't watch it.
Oh, you don't watch it?
Lord.
Put on hold. She goes on hold.
Oh, my God.
Back to the goddess for
season one. You can't just jump into this show. You have to go from the beginning.
And that's what I'm doing. And so
yeah, you
jumping
definitely
into
to,
anything
definitely
the same way I did with the American Horror Story.
Yeah,
I started from the beginning.
I remember I used to tell Naima.
Season one of American Horror Story don't have nothing to do with season two.
But I watched it anyway because I just didn't want to be confused with how the plots and stuff go. That's just I just go backwards before I just continue to go forward.
I'm like that,
did
Giovanna.
Did you see it tonight?
Huh?
Did you have the American Horror Story?
No, it's on my DVR. I'm watching
it. No,
I forgot. What is American Horror Story about?
It's sickening. I can't even tell you what it's about. You have to just watch it. Was it cute, Jasmine?
Is it scary? Is it a scary show?
It's scary, but it's not necessarily scary. It's like mind-altering. It's like a thriller. It's not really like horror, scary. It's something you have to think about. It requires thinking.
Oh, my God. It was so fucking good.
I took your idea, Jasmine, and went on Amazon and bought all the episodes for season two. I thought the season, what's the name, was last week, so that's why I didn't even watch it tonight.
Yeah, they have a few more episodes coming on for the season.
Well, I know we got 4 more episodes of Scandal. It's 12 episodes.
And see, I'm going to buy Scandal.
It's
22.
It's only
12.
They're going into a season break. They're going to go into a break. It is 22.
Listen.
Guaranteed.
Shonda Rhimes said she only wrote for 13 episodes.
She didn't write shit. She's just a creator.
She is one of the writers.
She is the creator of the show.
Did you watch her interview the other night?
No, she's a writer. She's a writer.
Yes, she did create it, and she's a writer.
How you
just
can
like
create
she,
it without writing, or at least
yeah,
in
and then
front
you
got
to think about it when you look at the credits when it come on, it'll say certain episodes it'll say written by Shonda Rhimes when it
right.
goes up. It shows you. Yeah, she's a writer.
Baby, them girls don't write them motherfucking shows.
I know. Wikipedia
does
say it's 22 episodes, but she said it was only going to be 13. So, I don't know.
We have a caller.
Private caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Buck. What y'all don't understand about Scandal, it is, that's what it is. It's a scandal. Olivia Pope, she know about the president. Buck shot the president for Olivia Pope. It's everything about to be revealed, so she want to put the black man that she's dating into office now. That's why Buck, like Buck said in the preview when they caught him, he said, this is my job. I'm a professional killer. This is what he was paid for. Olivia Pope paid him to shoot the president. So everybody I'm trusting.
I would never think that.
That's a racist comment because that's a
scandal.
Black on black.
That can be true because Olivia still loved the president. That's why she was so eager to say, "I'm back." If anything,
I'm back to get back in office with everybody that she messed up with. It's a scandal. That's what the show is. You think it's
but the
go
president didn't do nothing. But the president didn't do nothing to Olivia.
He's about to find out that he got in office illegally.
She helped him get in office illegally.
Exactly. So he don't want. So you think he gonna want to face her after he realized that?
Wait a minute. He don't know that he got in office illegally. I forgot about that.
No,
he don't know.
So before all this, and he tried to bring everybody down and think everybody betrayed him, he's trying to put him out the show and make the blacks president, but they now make the vice president trying to step up, but now they got to take her out also.
So you think all the black people just going to come and take over?
Not all the black people, but I'm just saying, like, you got to think about it in different ways, different meanings.
Why you have to call in here and put another goddamn twist on it? Oh, y'all making my nerves ache.
Nah, twist is just a little far-fetched, no shame.
the whole show is far-fetched.
It is. No, I agree with you, but just like all the black people, I mean, like, if they did that, it's only going to be 4 people in office.
All black people. It's only 2 black people.
It's 3.
Olivia and the man.
Who's the other black person?
Olivia and the man.
Olivia,
the man, and
her associate is black too.
Columbus Short, he don't count.
Yeah,
Columbus Short.
Well, he goes, whatever his name is, that guy that works with Olivia, he black too.
But he ain't no political figure.
But he's not inside of the.
Well,
the
shit, he's saying
he
all
got.
The black people about to take over. He might as well jump in with the crew.
Well, he's taking Steven's place, so he'll do whatever Olivia tells him to do.
Right.
But the Cyrus boyfriend, he was the one that's going to reveal it. But I think they're gonna take him out also.
No, I think
I
the
think
only
Cyrus
one was. Olivia. I think the only one is. I think the first person that's gonna go head up with Olivia is Abby, because she's the only one that Olivia don't have by the balls.
No, she already handled Abby.
She can't handle Abby because
I don't think she handled Abby. I think that's gonna come back up.
No,
that man
Abby
really
is gonna go at it
because
Abby.
Because that man really
right
did
now.
Like her. That man really did like her, and he's gonna find
but,
out what happened.
Yes, she's gonna find out what they did to her, and she's gonna turn. Her and Olivia are gonna go at war. I'm telling you.
Yes,
but
man.
She
y'all
notice David? Did y'all notice David wasn't in the last episode?
David the cop.
He wasn't in the last episode.
Yes, he was.
Yes, he was.
What did
Olivia?
He16?
I mean,
he was talking James. Remember, he talked to James on the phone.
Olivia is the one that turned to him because she seen that he was getting too fucking close
to Abby. Yeah.
I'm saying, was he in last week's episode?
He sure
was. Yeah, he was.
Because he was
that's
talking to James.
That was the episode before that.
Oh, well, then you know what? Then you're right, Alexis. If that was.
Because remember, last week
it
was just a bunch of flashbacks.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He wasn't.
Well, so David wasn't even. Huh?
So he wasn't in the last episode.
No,
I don't think
so.
I
know
that's
right.
Where he was because he called.
No,
Andy.
He was at the beginning. He was at the beginning because he didn't. Last week was the episode that. No.
He wasn't in the show, Alexis. You're right. He wasn't in the show.
He wasn't in the show last week.
David. Neither James was in the show last week.
Which I watched so many of them on Friday and Saturday. I don't know.
Me too. Let me tell you something. I'm gonna be very honest. I sat and I got this little chair in my room. My back is still in pain for sitting in front of that motherfucking computer for 12 hours. I was in front
of
my
stupid ass had to go
hours.
To work the following morning. I started on Thursday night and I did not want to go to sleep. And then next thing I was like, wait a minute. I fell asleep on the candle and got 2 hours of sleep. Then next thing came home the next night. Fell asleep on it again, and then Saturday I was off. I just went on and did all my catch-up. And, bitch, I was about to tear this house up because I could not find episode 1 through motherfucking 3.
Ooh.
And then
episode,
Olivia,
oh, I was
call my friend.
Let me tell you something. I don't go and I don't purchase a motherfucking thing on that computer, but when I tell you I flew to Hulu Plus, okay, I flew over there for season 2. I went
You're
and tried to find it. Everywhere. Nobody wanted to give me episode 1. I said, you know what, fuck that. I'm going to pay this $8. Oh,
it's on Netflix.
Huh?
No.
Season 2 is not on Netflix. Because I watched season 1 there.
Yeah, season 1 is the best one I'm saying. Season 1.
Yeah, but on season 2, we couldn't get the first 3 episodes. But right when Jasmine sent me over Amazon, I was about to pay. But Olivia Pope called my phone.
That's right. Work Olivia Pope. She saved the day.
She said, this is Olivia Pope and Associates. How can I help you? I said, I need it. And she gave me them episodes.
Yeah, let me tell y'all something. I remember when they were showing the previews for this show earlier this year. And I was like, damn, that looked like it's going to be a good show. So I tried to get Naima. I said, Naima, they got a new show coming out. Call Scandal, you need to watch it. She was like, girl, okay. And she always would pay. So, bitch, the whole first season, I was in Atlanta. I bought the first season on iTunes. And, bitch, I would watch it and then go back and just watch it again. And watch it again. I watched that whole first season the whole fucking summer.
Well, I tell you, I'm not going to lie, and don't judge me. I watched season 1 5 times already, and I just started watching it, like, last week.
Yeah, Mark,
I think another Deception that's about to come out. That's going to be good, too, January 7th.
I don't know. I think that's going to be revenge and scandal mixed together. I'm not really sure. I don't think I'm really going to watch like this show.
Ain't no, I don't care what's coming out, baby. Scandal is it. I don't care what else coming out. There's nothing else taking place in this show. I don't give a fuck what else come on
TV.
I'm with you. I'm never watching nothing else again. If my TV don't come on till Thursday, I will not be mad.
I'm just mad that y'all got me hooked on this shit, because I was going to say, ain't nobody watching that bullshit.
Let me tell
you
something. The weed man was smiling on Friday morning, bitch. I went and bought like 10 bags, and I'm usually buy bags, bitch. I was buying by the bag. I was like, look. He was like, yo, you sure you don't want to just get, you know, I was, you know what, just give me 10. You know what, let me just go ahead and get this. I smoked my eyes out.
We got another caller, private caller, you're on the air.
I don't know what the hell y'all talking about, goddammit. And I thought you said last week was going to be the last show. I'm here watching that ass saying the concert, this shit that got on my nerves. Said, what the hell is y'all talking about on here now?
Scandal.
Oh, hell, I don't watch that crap, hell. You know they make you pay for TV now. Hell, it's just ringing when in the office. I ain't never had to pay for no damn TV to that cracker when in the office. Who the hell gonna be paying for that shit? That concert got on my nerves so bad until I logged on here and seen that y'all was off. Now I'm even more mad that I wasted my time watching all them white folks up there on Sandy like there ain't no black peoples or Spanish peoples in New York. Where's them peoples at for the concert? And then I come on here and I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about.
Whoever
the hell that is that be doing all that goddamn breathing, I'ma get my asthma pump for Christmas, goddamn, because I'm tired of hearing that shit too.
Oh my god.
You can go put me back on mute. You can talk what you were talking about, goddammit. You had me all damn long enough. Y'all just get rude as the A-list people around here. You keep me on hold on. Damn long.
Did she say that? Who was taking a bath? Who was taking a bath?
Bitch, she is so funny to me.
That bitch
she
said y'all getting as rude as the A-list people. I'm fucking dead.
Did she say she ain't paid for TV since Reagan was in office?
And she going to...
Rob Garner, you are not going to come in here and read Scandal. I will denounce...
wait a minute, Rana's weird doing what?
Talking about no shade. I said the same thing, Granny, about that boring show, Only Two Colors.
You said who said what?
Rod Garner.
Did y'all say Rana?
No, Rod Garner.
Oh, I'm about to say, I didn't say shit about that motherfucking show.
Rana, you're not going to disrespect Scandal on my
look, look like Alexis, girl, yeah. Girl, okay, bitch. I ain't saying nothing about that motherfucking show, girl. Don't want to get into it with me. We've been girlfriends all day.
He said not Scandal, my bad.
And what?
Well, you need to be, you have to be clear because that's what we're talking about. We about to gang up on your ass about Olivia Posey.
Oh, that show's so over.
Fuck Olivia Pope, it's Team Millie all day.
Fuck Millie.
What?
Her pussy ain't no good. That's why she
y'all
thinks she's a man.
Y'all can't take Millie.
I can't believe we're having this conversation, and I tell y'all I'm about to start watching this show from the beginning. Shut the fuck up and talk about something else.
You, listen. No. Hold on. April 5th, 2012, they aired season one, episode one. You should have been watching then.
Let me tell you something, honey. I could not watch it then, but now that I have the opportunity to watch it, girl, y'all going to shut the fuck up, and then I'll talk about season one, bitch, when I start watching it.
Well, girl,
y'all can keep up with the conversation because y'all
seen
it.
We'll discuss it over there when we get to New York.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
This is scandal hour right now, honey. We're discussing what's going to happen tomorrow.
No, I can't do this.
But you know what, though? No. Huh? But you know what, though? You know what, though, Vonna? If I was you right now, I would advise you to hang up the phone and watch the season because it's better. Like, I didn't go, when they added me to the scandal room, I didn't want to go in there. I didn't want to hear nothing. I didn't want to see nothing because it had got so good. I didn't want nobody to fuck up nothing for me.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't pay attention to honestly nothing that y'all have said. I have been in my own world on Facebook and other stuff. So I didn't hear anything that y'all said. Only thing I heard was like Olivia Pope and Billy. Only thing I heard was names.
You won't even get away with Facebook. Vonna, every Thursday at
I don't log into Facebook on Thursday.
Baby, Thursday and Friday, everybody does to talk about scandal. That's how they got me to watch it. I got so tired of everybody talking about this shit.
But you know what? I was in the house screaming last week.
But that's how you got me to watch that show, Jasmine. You were like, I love this show. The show is so sick. And then you know me and you love horror. So I was like, girl, if Jasmine liked this show, girl, I'm going to go ahead and pay attention to it. And that's how I started watching the show that you told me about, too.
Yeah,
that's how I started watching
The Walking Dead because of Jasmine.
I started watching Scandal, honey. Alexis coming across my new seat, bitch. Olivia Pope, Cyrus, Olivia Pope. I said,
like, what the fuck is
y'all
talking about?
Know what, to me, what was let me ask you a question. What was the best scandal so far?
The best scandal to me, and the way it was turned to me, in my opinion, was when the second episode, I believe, was the gay.
That was the first one,
because
that's what got
okay.
me.
Okay, was that the first one? No, that was the second one.
You questioning him and the audience and everything, honey. You tried to give it to him?
Huh? Yeah, I believe it. That to me, that was the best one, because it opened
up. But
that
was the first season, though.
That was the first season.
Are you talking about season two was the best episode?
That's the first season, episode two, because remember, he came in, the baby was at the beginning.
Right.
Oh, wait a minute, what's Sully St. James in the first episode?
Y'all sure the soldier was not the first episode?
Hold on, I'm pretty sure the soldier wasn't the first episode.
I could have sworn
the gay soldier was the first episode.
It was Sullivan St. James. Sully St. James, you're right. Sweet baby.
The reason why I feel like that was the first episode, because I was going to watch it, and I said, this is going to be another fucking show that has no substance, no nothing. And then when I watched the first show, I said, bitch, they hit right at home, because remember how I was telling y'all, I don't like saying that I'm gay and all this kind of stuff. I understood that motherfucker when he said, take me to fucking jail. I love my job and all this kind of stuff. So I was like, bitch, so y'all got me. Y'all got me hooked on this shit. And I was like, now I got interested because I was trying to look at his story and his scandal when they caught him on that damn video kissing them. And then Olivia was like, you love him. You need to let the world know. And he was like, I'm a fucking war hero. I can't do it. Oh, my God.
J-Rod, let me ask you a question about, especially about that particular. Like, okay, you know how when somebody is gay and the mother, you know, most times when you talk to your mother said, I knew already, or somebody, you know, from your past said, I knew already. You don't think that they know that you're gay?
Let me tell you something. I swear for God, I'm talking to a bunch of shady-ass motherfuckers. But honest, swear to God, that's the way I feel that they already know. But the minute I say something or it come out, when I tell you, everybody acts so fucking shocked, because you got to understand, I am a bipolar motherfucker. During the day, I do not act like this at all. It's so crazy to when I see people at the club during the daytime, the motherfuckers walk away because they don't even know who the fuck I am. And then finally when I call their name, they're like, oh, shit, you look like somebody. Everybody say the same thing. You act, you walk, I have got it down to a science, because I grew up in the don't ask, don't tell era. I didn't want nobody to clock it. You see what I'm saying? So when people really find out and they found out that I had a lover, they all fucking gag. You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm not saying that, I'm not clockable. I be thinking that I am. I be hoping that they do. So it can, like, that's like a way to be like, well, it is what it is. But they never bring it out. And the only person I tell, it always end up telling a fish. You know what I'm saying? Or a girl. and then the girl just be like pissed. Like, are you fucking serious? Are you just confused? You confused, baby. You know,
I bet you
if
you wore those pants over there to that job, honey, or to that, and that shit, there's no e-talk, damn, honey.
And I tried to do that, too, like slowly add people to my J-Rock Facebook, because Jasmine and Jason and I think Kelly, certain people are on my real page with my real name. And if you see the difference, this is how you know that I'm not lying. If you see my real page, which I will not give out, and look at the difference in the post that's on that page and the post that's on J-Rock page, you will say this bitch is bipolar.
Yeah, well, let me get on there, honey.
No, bitch, you can you're not getting on that page.
I know you're not trying to give it, Jason. Like, girl, like you the real estate.
Nah,
Emma,
stay over
like
there,
bread.
Eat the roast. Thank you. Stay right over there, eat your roast. You've been quiet all this time. Keep it that way.
But that did make me feel some kind of way when he. I mean, I feel some kind of way as a man. But like, seriously, don't judge me. That kind of gave me inspiration, as in. I like how he said, like, he just went on and came out. And then he was, like, in front of the cameras and everything. You know what I'm saying?
Girl, these full-time bottoms kill me. Go paint your toenails.
With a paintbrush, bitch.
But my favorite scandal episode was the minister. With the
mistress.
Oh, yeah. That was mine, too, bitch. He died. He died on top of her, bitch. If they didn't give me a color purple tea, honey.
No, but y'all got to catch it, though. I do not like Elise Neal, but that is the best role that she ever played in her motherfucking life. That is the best role that that bitch played in her life, because when I tell you she was giving it in that episode.
Was that the wife?
That was the mistress. Everything she plays on any other show, she always fails. Everything she plays on, I can't stand her. But that night, I got life. I'm not going to lie.
That's no shade, though. But the end of that episode, it was powerful as shit at the funeral. And
bitch,
how when the wife walked up and she saw her and she grabbed her, I said, bitch.
That hurt me right there when I seen that.
And
let that baby walk behind his daddy. That right there was moving.
Uh-huh.
Because that let me know that, man, it's really, like, some good people, because that is not that child's fault that his
right.
daddy did that. And that
right.
Wait a minute, though. How y'all know that episode not going to come back and turn into a scandal? That Olivia.
That was a scandal.
Why you always got to mess up of Mark? Damn.
No, because this is a scandal now. Y'all know this might turn into a scandal now. It might turn into a scandal. It might be a lot more going on behind the scenes.
But where
you
is our own Olivia Pope at? Alexis Clark, what
she's
do you
here.
Think?
As far as what?
The
as
minister,
far as, like,
that
with,
was,
with
that,
the preacher.
That scandal is over, right?
Yeah, that scandal is
I don't think that's going to come back. But my favorite is the whole ongoing scandal. But my favorite part was when the whole Amanda Tanner scandal, that was one of my favorites.
Amanda Tanner scandal? Oh, yeah, that was over.
Yeah, Amanda Tanner.
I can't think.
Amanda Tanner was the girl that Charlie kidnapped out of Olivia's house and killed her.
Okay, yeah.
And then Huck went and tortured him told him where he could find Amanda's body.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember
but
that.
But didn't
episode.
He kill him at the end? I thought he
no,
didn't kill
no, no,
him.
No, no,
but
he's no, he no. Y'all got to catch it. He's Cyrus' associate. He's actually he works for Cyrus.
Right, because he thought Billy. They thought Billy. Olivia thought Billy was the one who sent Charlie to kill Amanda. But it was all actuality Huck. I mean, it was all actuality Cyrus. Because remember, he ended up coming to the flower garden, to the garden. James didn't want to let him in the house.
Right. But I thought Huck ended up killing him.
No, Huck didn't kill him. He was just in the episode.
Smiles
right,
like
they
us.
Had a meeting with the assassin. Remember, he was in the assassin meeting. And not to mention, he killed the guy that killed the reporter.
No,
he
I thought the
elevator.
Oh, yeah. He killed Billy.
He killed
Billy.
Right. The one that was working for the
vice president. He came back for a vengeance then.
Well, if you realize in the spies like us, he was on the phone and he told them, "Well, I'm gonna be in town for a while, and I need a job."
Bitch, did y'all catch that shade that Charlie was throwing Huck when he was sitting next to him in the assassins meeting and he had all them drill bit holes in his arm, and he was looking at him like, "Bitch, I know you called us here, but I didn't forget what you fucking done to me."
Oh, because he told Huck, he was like, "Oh, I'm glad to see you. I'm thinking about all this moving on that we've done."
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and that was some mean shade because he was like, "Moving on. Bitch, it looked like you had a lot of time. Good time on me, bitch." But did y'all catch the cookie-cutter mom that listened to everything that Huck had to say and then gave that man that bullet between the eyes like, "Bitch, I ain't got time for this."
But no shade, the doctor turned that. He turned that. "I want to fill a prescription." Gave out a prescription number. Bitch, he turned that.
Did he?
But see,
it's
no shade.
It was turned to how they all sat there and started quoting out the numbers as he read out the route number.
Mm-hmm.
And they all remembered
his own
conversation.
They train to remember stuff like that.
Bitch, that was sickening, though, because that mama was like, it just gave every bit of, "Bitch, I got kids. I ain't got time for this shit."
Oh, J-Rock, you got a 4.5 EVA on your EVA?
Yes, I did, and I was number two in the district only because I got
my
EVA.
I see that.
Calm down.
I see it.
See, you don't even give you no life, J-Rock. You just want to always go on the defense. You don't get no more life on this show.
No, I was just saying it like that because they tried to say I was an E6 like I wasn't nothing. Bitch, I've always got EPs. And if you look up in the pictures, you'll see my of the year trophy. It says recruiter in charge of the year, Navy Recruiting District Dallas. Thank you.
I see your picture. I'm looking
at
it.
So them Pepsis with Beyonce on them are limited edition Pepsi games?
I can't. Listen.
I'm not going there.
Well, at least you know the world won't end, honey, because the devil's queen, honey, got to get those cans out.
I told Naima, I said, "Well, we ain't got to worry about the world." I told Naima, I said, "Well, girl, we ain't got to worry ending this year because we know she got another journey to get in next year."
Right.
And she got to release her CD.
Yeah, 2/13/13.
Oh, can we not make this about that tired child?
No, because I'm just reading the post about them cans being limited edition. And I was like, "Well, maybe I need to get them so they can be collected."
Well,
sure.
I'm just saying, Michael Jackson never had his face on a can.
No.
Yeah. He was the first. Yes, he did.
He did?
He did Coca-Cola.
Yeah. He was on
Michael
Pepsi.
Michael Jackson was always Pepsi.
That's how
his hair got on fire.
Michael Jackson was Pepsi-Cola burned him up, and now he's drinking 7-Up. Yeah, he's a Pepsi girl.
You are so stupid to go back to that little rhyme.
I couldn't remember the whole thing.
I didn't remember him drinking Pepsi, but I remember him being on a can.
You don't remember "You're the Pepsi Generation"?
I remember that with him and all his brothers on that video.
Yeah. That was a Pepsi commercial when he came down them steps.
Ain't caught on fire?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God, Tina.
Yeah, honey, they turned our ass that day, honey. They said, "Bitch, listen, you got a little too much product up in that hair, honey." And they let a little batch up under her ass, honey, to make sure her nerves was working right.
Oh, when in Living Color used to do Michael Jackson, I would scream.
My favorite in Living Color person is when the child's doing Home of the Clown and he got that little thing where he be popping the shit out of the children.
No, I'm going to tell y'all something. I just told my ex-lover this the other night. I told him the number one, the funniest Wayans to me is the one that don't get no recognition. Bitch, Kim Wayans is so
motherfucking
funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because if you look at everything she play in, it's so funny. But my favorite one, y'all remember Low Down Dirty Shame? Y'all know Low Down, you remember when she was on the phone with Peaches and
She said, "My uterus is doing flips." I said, "Bitch, I'm done."
She kept saying, she said, "What'd she say?" Peaches. And then when she found out she won that radio show and the lady wanted to buy some jewelry, she was like, "No, bitch."
That movie was the key.
Bitch, y'all never seen that Dirty Shame, bitch? God.
Everybody saw that.
I might have saw it once.
Bitch, you know you seen it because why?
I said I might have saw
Roman.
It once, bitch. If that movie wasn't funny to me, don't get mad with me.
Oh, it was
like
funny to you.
Dumbass movie.
Oh, I forgot. You act just like Raymond. Want some sausages? Want one? More beef for us.
What the fuck did he just say? He want a sausage.
No, I was quoting your line.
Damn.
You are Raymond.
Alexis is always okay. He was on the chain. Thank you, Alexis. I don't remember that can, though, but thank you.
No, she didn't go to the fishing board. Work, Alexis.
She's good for something. She good for a good
that's
dish.
That's the ballroom Olivia Pope, bitch. You want to know
she
something.
She good for a dish. She good
yep.
for a recipe and finding something for you.
Oh, she damn sure good for a recipe, bitch. You want to cook something.
Okay.
You don't need to go on the internet.
Cause
go get you a book or something like that, bitch. All you got to do is call her. Be like, Alexa, how you? And honey, she will break it down.
Because I need that baked spaghetti recipe, but I don't want it from Naima. I'm going to get it from Alexa.
Wait a minute, not too much, okay? Because you know what? The baked thieves.
So,
Alexa, you going to have my breakfast ready when I get out there next month?
What you say, Bristol?
Are you going to have breakfast when I come next month? I need some morning breakfast.
Okay, let me tell you like I told Vonna.
No,
listen. No, listen, because you it's a key. I get my food stamps on the night.
I spent the whole summer with you.
I get my food stamps on the ninth of the month. I don't know why motherfuckers want to wait till the end of the month, come to New York and say, bitch, you go cook. I don't have food stamps to be spending like that.
And like I told you, bitch, I'll
okay,
the
Vonna,
food.
Okay, Vonna. I'm going to get that hoe a tranquilizer when she get here because she be too cold.
Now, you know, I don't have no problem going to the store and getting your
okay.
items.
See,
and you
said the same thing that I just said. The same
I don't
thing
mind cooking. Y'all know
earlier.
I don't.
How many times
y'all know
I
don't mind cooking.
Got the
you
items
know
I had you made you cook.
You know I don't mind cooking.
Let me tell you something. Alexis will, bitch, she will cook you a motherfucking meal. For 10 people, 20 people, whatever it is, you buy the food, bitch. She don't care. She will cook.
So I have I'm from the south, so that's
right.
I know. I don't know how to cook.
She will cook.
Numbers.
I will tell you
that. I know how to cook.
She don't have a problem with it, bitch.
She
shut
up. I cook small numbers too.
Okay.
I end up cooking on a Sunday, and I have that all the way to fucking Wednesday because I don't know how to cook for like just 2 people.
I don't either. I do.
That's the best way to cook. You save money.
It damn sure does.
If you cook a big meal on Sunday and it lasts you through the week to Friday?
I take it to work, baby. But
you
my
know, some people,
my
some
nerves,
people
too. He only eat leftovers once.
Like, yeah, so, yeah, people can't eat leftovers. I don't eat leftovers. Bitch, you better go.
That's when the seasoning done set in. Bitch, what you talking?
I tell you, baked spaghetti is so good the next night.
Any spaghetti is good to me the next day.
Yeah, no shade.
I don't usually eat the spaghetti till the next day after I fix it. So you can send me that recipe tonight so I can
I have a question. Do y'all mix y'all spaghetti up or do y'all make y'all noodles?
I'm gonna tell you the same thing I tell anybody else when they're asking a question. I don't eat nigger spaghetti.
Oh,
I don't nigger spaghetti.
I'm sorry, Creole spaghetti.
Where you put it all in the pan.
I don't do that.
I pick the noodles and the sauce on 2 different sides. I can't eat it mixed up.
Yeah, you know what, Ivana, me and you are just the same because when Alexis came over to my house and she seen I hate it like that, she said, girl, I put it all together. I said, well, I like to keep my checker separate just in case a day or two from now I may want to make me a Sloppy Joe sandwich or something.
That ain't no fucking Sloppy Joe sandwich.
I am from a small town called Savannah, Georgia. My grandmother, she mixed that motherfucking spaghetti up. She would fry her motherfucking meat, cut up her onion and bell pepper. She opened her can of tomato paste, pour the juice off
yes,
that motherfucking,
God, Alexa.
Pour that motherfucking juice off that motherfucking meat, put it in the drainer and let it drain down.
put it back in that motherfucking pot and pour that motherfucking can, one can of tomato paste and a can of motherfucking ragu, it's in there. All in that motherfucking pot. And
okay,
take some water in it and get
the
rest of it out. And mix that bitch back together. When I tell you that's the best motherfucking meal,
no,
and you gonna eat off that bitch for motherfucking a whole week.
Yes,
please.
Y'all don't want to go in this kitchen.
Yeah, I can't
eat it that way. Only spaghetti I mix together is if I use the ground beef and a canned spaghetti. But if I'm making a spaghetti from scratch,
and
I don't
need spaghetti.
Jason, I'm going to need you to hang up the phone right now.
But you know what?
Call back
and call
back.
This is the same person that prints Christmas trees out and put them on the wall.
You're right. I'm
going to
let it fly.
Yeah, you
got to
let that go.
Don't act like y'all don't know about that canned spaghetti that you eat.
Girl, don't nobody know about
SpaghettiOs? Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
I have never eaten SpaghettiOs, ravioli, or any type of that thing ever in my life.
Oh, no.
I mean, are we in the prison? Are we, like, in the county jail? Why are we eating spaghetti out of a can?
My friends did. They would come to school with their Lunchable, with their little packets, and they would have with the little red tie. A lot of people used to have it.
Their family did not love them at all.
You know what? I'm gonna hang up and press one. I'm done. I can't.
And Vonna, to get back to you, the only reason I am printing out a Christmas tree is to save. Save trees in the economy.
And how are you saving trees? Buy an artificial one. They're only $19.99 at Target.
And you can keep reusing them.
You can use them for 20 years until they start falling off, like people used to do back in the day. You're not saving money. You're being lazy. You're printing a tree and you're putting it on the wall.
Well, you're actually destroying trees. You're destroying trees by using that paper.
I'm using recycled paper. Thank you.
Recycled paper. Oh, so it got your the porn pictures you be printing out on the back.
Oh yes.
Oh shit. I thought reading was over an hour ago. Y'all are not gonna come for me.
Is that what we doing?
This is supposed to be the family teaching hour. Y'all coming for me? How dare you? Because my grandmother used to make us canned spaghetti with ground beef. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
She didn't love you. She did not love you.
Jason, it sounds like you have a very unhappy childhood.
Actually, I had a wonderful childhood because that was that's one of my favorite meals from my nana.
I can't.
See, your nana was letting you know early on, like, I'm really not using, but I got to feed you because I don't want the people to come over here and take you away. So I got to do something.
I hope when y'all go to sleep tonight, my nana, somebody knock y'all upside y'all head, it's my nana.
She said your nana wasn't using you as a child.
Well, at least I had a grandmother that was feeding me Roman noodles like some people.
Grandma was doing that, she really didn't use.
I don't know, girl. My grandmother didn't buy that stuff.
My grandma didn't participate in those kind of activities.
Molly, you just give me that they used to feed you SpaghettiOs.
Listen,
Vonna is the little girl that grew up in the hood, but as she got older, you know how the girls grow up, and they be like,
I'll never go back to that.
She ain't never been that type of girl.
Let me explain something to you.
I never grew up in the hood. I didn't learn what the hood was until I became a very, very, very adult young lady. So, and my grandmother cooked very white woman because I have a white side and a black side. So I'm sorry we didn't eat ramen noodles from the Chinese people or we didn't eat ravioli in the can from the nigger store.
You're speaking to a girl that lived in row houses all her motherfucking life. All the houses on the street was connected to each other. Bitch, my grandma would send me to the store and tell me to get $3 worth of bacon, $2 worth of bologna
yes,
with the red rind on it.
Yes,
she would give you the book of motherfucking food stamps. Give me $5 worth of turkey wings. Give me some of that red
book
and rind
shells. Bitch, work.
I was ashamed to open the book back then. Bitch, now?
Now? Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Let
me tell you one motherfucking thing, Alexis. You should have never been afraid to open up that motherfucking
book.
I was.
But I didn't know. You know what? Because I thought food stamps was like for poor people.
It was.
You know?
That's what you thought. It was. Like, that's what you
thought. Yeah, I was ashamed.
Food stamps are just not for regular old girls to say. Food stamps is for the less fortunate. So, girl, you should have felt like that, girl. Don't let them tell you nothing different.
But listen, like, I was ashamed. I was like, I would have them in my pocket, and maybe like, well, da-da-da, and I'd be like, here you go. And giving up. But as I got older, I was like, girl, this is not real money.
Pick a book of food stamps and go to the penny candy store and have a field day in that.
I don't know what by Cap. See, y'all don't know nothing about the South, bitch. We eat Captain John Durst bread down there.
Oh, my God. Let me tell y'all something. In South Dallas, bitch, the drug man used to have all the fucking food stamps, and he used to line us up on the side of the little corner store, and he used to say, bust these food stamps. And you'd be like, what's bust the food stamp? He said, go in there and buy something for a quarter, and you know, you could get a lot of stuff for a quarter. The big giant.
Oh, yeah, we used to do that when we was little. Bust it for a quarter so you can get the cash back.
Right, and then what you do is you go bust the dollar food stamp. They're going to give you three quarters back, and you take the quarters to the drug man and go to the back of the line. Bitch, by the end of that day, after he done got all them ones out, bitch, you will leave that store with so much stuff, because you know the little Debbie cakes used to be 25 cents, the big ones. Then you can get you a jungle juice, bitch, and you can get you a...
Ooh, no, hold on. I cannot do the ghetto water. The jungle juice.
You're not
gonna,
you will not
try
jungle
juice. And you know what? My grandma used to buy them by the case, J-Rock, and I did not like them. They were so nasty.
They're still nasty. Naeem, I love them,
though. Are you serious? Y'all are moral. I am denouncing.
You trying it? You said I love them.
Yeah, you know you love that jungle juice.
I can't drink, though. I'm like, ooh.
I don't know if they taste the same, but the one I'm talking about used to be in a carton.
They little hugger juice. They'd be in a little plastic thing. You had to break the top because it was made
like
that.
No,
on
the top.
Oh,
God, yes.
Not that one.
Wait. Vonda, you had a black moment just now?
They used to serve him at school.
No, I'm talking about the jungle juice before that. I'm talking about the jungle juice in the carton. It used to be in a tall carton.
I don't know where you grew up at.
It had a lion on it, and it said jungle juice.
Well, you know, how old are you?
I'm 30, but I'm just saying I was in South Dallas.
I grew up during the thrill era, where they would sell thrills.
What the
y'all
heck is
them,
that?
Y'all call them frozen cups or something like that. Bitching your boy.
Icebergs. Ooh.
No.
What?
When
I
you
call
like
them
if somebody put Kool-Aid in a cup and put it in the freezer and you buy it for a quarter?
Yes, ma'am.
That's a frozen cup.
But that's a frozen cup. That's what we call it in Baltimore, frozen cup.
We call it.
Oh, Jason, that took me back right there. Paul Kites, honey, you know they'll be out there. On the corners and stuff like that, selling the frozen cups. I used to live for the red frozen cups.
And the lady next door, she had the frozen cups, the candy apples, the nine laters, and the pumpkin seeds. Okay.
The strawberry cookies for a penny.
Oh, my God, I love them. They don't even make them no more.
Those were the days when stuff was fun.
Okay, and then you go next door, and the lady got the big fat onion pickles, and you take all day to eat it.
Listen, before the show gets rudely interrupted, because you know this is about that time, I just want to say thank you to everybody that has been a part of the cast for the past year. Again, this will be the last show of the season, well, of the year, so I want to just thank you personally, Jason, London, Naeema, Lana, Michi, Mark, J-Rock, Alexis. Really just say thank you guys for being a part of the show, and I wish you all from the bottom of my heart, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I'm sure we'll talk off the air and stuff. I just want to say that to you guys right now.
So this is so we gotta find something to do now on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
No,
This is just Wednesday.
Oh, just Wednesday.
My Tuesday night show was next. The last Tuesday night show was next week, unless they want to do a Christmas.
Can we give our shout outs then? Because we about to be paying our bills while they're piling up.
Yeah, hurry up and do it because y'all about to pay your bills.
All right, well,
everyone,
I just want to say good night. Love y'all,
Dale.
See y'all next
time. One at a time. One at a time. Jason, hurry up.
Good night.
Good night.
Naima.
Good night. Love y'all. See y'all Tuesday.
Lana.
Good night. I love everybody.
Me too.
Good night, everyone, and shout out to everybody who's out there listening, to all my haters. I love you even more.
Oh, my God.
But no, and a special shout out, you know, to we want to send our love and prayers to one of our listeners daily, the Gardner family. They just had a loss. Rod Gardner just lost his mother yesterday, so definitely shout out to
Oh, wow.
Okay. Mark?
I just want to say good night, and thank you for having me, Jasmine. I love this show.
Thank you, J-Rock.
Good night, everybody. Have a great holiday. Merry motherfucking Christmas and happy motherfucking New Year.
Oh, my God. Alexis?
I just want to say that I am the legendary overall East Coast mother of the House of Couture, and I just want to say happy holidays to everyone from here on the cast of the State of the Emergency show. We thank you all for reaching out. Have a wonderful holiday.
Mr. Man, thank you so much as well. Happy holidays to all you guys. I'm sure everybody will hear you guys on Monday and Tuesday. And again, I just want to say thank you. And don't forget to watch Scandal tomorrow night at 10 p.m. And Eastern Standard Time at 10 p.m. And that's pretty much
it. And I'll
see
you on the Bay on the 15th on Saturday.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Jason, call me. Mark, call me.
Okay.
All right. Good night, y'all.
Good night.